The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Monday, October 15th. Kathy's out today, so I will handle the news duties. We'll begin. Philadelphia police searching for a man accused of sexually assaulting a woman at knife point in Center City. The 24-year-old victim said that she was walking in the 1200 block of Lombard Street around 11:30 p.m. on Saturday, where she was approached by a man who was armed with a knife. Police said the woman was forced into what was once a private courtyard for residents of the building on the 1100 block of Lombard Street. In a letter to residents of the 52 units at Washington Mews, the tenant-run association had said, historically, the gates have not been locked and our plans have been to put the fast track to secure that courtyard. The woman, who is from Spain, by the way, has been staying at the Women of Hope homeless shelter that's located on the 1200 block of Lombard. Those boarding at the facility said that they have now been instructed to walk in pairs if they have to leave the building. The suspect is described as a thin black male in his 30s, 5'6" to 5'7". He was said to be wearing a dark hooded sweatshirt and dark pants at the time of the incident. So police are obviously looking for that guy. Police are also investigating a hate crime incident in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Saturday morning, neighbors began finding flyers, some anti-Semitic, with a picture of Hitler and other racist images. They included offensive language, and one of the flyers had the emblem of the Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan at the bottom with a phone number to call. They were in a plastic bag with rice to weight it down, and they were left on people's yards. Yeah, police say a variety of flyers were found in the Old Orchard section of Cherry Hill, specifically on Waverly Road, Lamppost Land, and Mimosa Drive. Cherry Hill police began collecting the flyers from neighbors' lawns, and they estimate about 30 homes received them. And authorities are looking for video of the people responsible. They believe the flyers were distributed Friday night into Saturday morning, so they have no idea who did that at this point.
Do they know what the phone number was for?
I mean, you know what, it's a good question. I'm not sure. If so, they didn't indicate it in any of the reports that they had called. I'm sure they called the number to see what that was all about, but I don't really know.
Offensive on many levels, not the least of which is that it's close to one of my favorite malls. Can't take that.
Please. Police say hundreds of dirt bike riders made their way across the city Sunday afternoon in memory of a young man known for his stunts who was gunned down 4 years ago, 23-year-old Kyrell Tyler, known as Dirt Bike Rel. Tyler was killed in Southwest Philadelphia in 2014, so they had this big event yesterday. The bikes were spotted in numerous city locations. Police said upward of 1,000 were taking part in the afternoon ride.
And it was crazy.
I saw a bunch of them yesterday.
Oh, were you out and about? You saw them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we saw them on the Schuylkill Expressway.
Wow.
And it was easy to pick out because you don't see ATVs on the Schuylkill Expressway.
It's illegal.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, and they were hauling ass, too. My son was taking pictures. I'm like, look at that. It's crazy.
And they're fearless. Look, they'll come right up to your car. And it's scary. It's kind of scary sometimes.
Definitely. And they were all over the place. Police said that most of the vehicles are illegal to drive on city streets. Officers, however, just monitored the situation to prevent the large groups of riders from fleeing at a high rate of speed. Some ATVs were confiscated following a crash near Aramingo Avenue and Wheatsheaf Lane in Port Richmond. Not far away, two dirt bikes crashed at Aramingo and Church Street. Police said throughout the situation, they tried to keep the public safe. And police also said about 30 vehicles were confiscated and two guns were recovered. It's unclear if anyone was injured during the ride or during either of the crashes.
You know, it's weird to say because I have been a part of rides similar to this.
Right.
But they're sanctioned.
Right. Street legal vehicles?
But street legal.
Okay,
you know,
Toys,
that's the toy run
here,
with a bait, and I've done bicycle rides and stuff like that. So you are snarling up traffic and stuff like that, but it is sanctioned. So, you know, so, like, it's weird because I'm on both sides of this. But, like, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just go
try to organize it
and petition it?
Because they might very well have accommodated it.
Yeah. Because you're running through red lights and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
But, yeah, I mean, those vehicles aren't street legal.
No.
The majority of them aren't anyway. Some of them possibly are. Some of the dirt bikes, if they have a headlamp on them and turn signals and a few other things, you can actually get street legal dirt bikes.
Can you do that with ATVs as well?
That I don't know. I don't think so.
Are you sure? Because there, down the shore, at least, there are golf carts that are street legal.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's the environment, too, and the, you know, the area that you're living in. But It needs turn signals and headlights, I think,
in order for it to be street legal.
There was a dude over in Manayunk when I was living over there who used, Preston, an old-style, you know, lawnmower engine go-kart as his vehicle, as his transport.
Really?
This dude would go up to, like, the 7-Eleven. That was his street vehicle. I'm like, okay.
Did he have a headlight on it?
No.
That wouldn't be legal. They're too small. Okay. I mean, they're virtually invisible if you're driving a regular-sized car.
Sitting 7 inches off the ground?
Yeah. Interesting. All right, and then one last thing. Nobody won the $548 million jackpot in Friday night's Mega Millions drawing. That means that Tuesday's jackpot climbs to $654 million, which would be the fourth largest prize in U.S. history. And actually, it would be the top Mega Millions, the biggest one, or actually it would be close to it. The biggest Mega Millions took place in March of 2012, and that was $656 million.
Jesus Christ.
But it's up to $654. Powerball still rising as well, too. $345 million for Wednesday night's drawing. So you may want to get out and take a chance at that.
Sure.
Good luck to you. All right, in sports this morning. So the Eagles were off yesterday, but two other NFC East teams that played both won. Washington Redskins won over the Carolina Panthers 23-17, and the Dallas Cowboys beat up on the Jacksonville Jaguars. They won 40-7. The Eagles are a half game behind the Redskins for first place in the division and are going to be back in action on Sunday afternoon with a game at home versus Carolina. And last night's Sunday night football game, Stephen Gostkowski hit a 28-yard field goal as time expired, and the New England Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs 43-40 after blowing a big halftime lead. Tom Brady passed for 340 yards and a touchdown and ran for another score, handing Kansas City their first loss of the season as the Chiefs fell to 5-1. In baseball playoffs, the American League Championship Series is tied at one game apiece. Last night in Boston, Jackie Bradley Jr. delivered a go-ahead 3-run double off the Green Monster to lead the Red Sox to a 7-5 win over the Houston Astros. Game 3 is tomorrow night in Houston, followed by two more at Minute Maid Park and a chance for the defending World Series champions to clinch a second straight AL pennant at home. And the National League Championship Series continues tonight in L.A. in that series between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Dodgers. Is also tied at one, and the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champ. Hey! And there you go. That's what I got for you this morning in the news. Welcome back from the weekend.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody had a decent one. Weather was eh.
It was eh. Eh.
Eh.
It was all right. I didn't mind the chilly yesterday, though. But we've gotten a little chillier than we normally are. But still, I do like that snap in the air. Yes.
Yeah. Was it nice out? Because my daughter was throwing up, so I never left the house.
It was nice. Yeah. It was nice, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you like, it was very fall.
Yes.
Okay. So, hot
sorry
cocoa.
To hear that.
Fall.
Yeah. Sorry to hear you were dealing with a puking child.
Well, I wanted to be outside. I had, you know, two of my kids had soccer games, and I was, you know, I actually like sitting on the soccer sidelines when there's an Eagles game on television. And there wasn't.
And there's no game being played, you just go sit there.
But I wasn't able to do it.
Well, she was sick.
Yeah.
You were a good dad.
Yeah, I was an okay dad.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have a few things going on. New Word of the Week prize this week. We have a trip or two to the fan screening of Overlord.
Ooh!
Thursday, November 7th, that'll be in Burbank, California, at the AMC Burbank. And we'll give you the, you know, obviously the airfare, a couple nights in hotels, some breakfast, and two tickets to a guided bus tour of infamous Hollywood crime scenes.
Aww.
And celebrity death locations. You want that, don't you?
We want that. How cool would that be?
So we'll do that a little bit later on in the program, at the very end, actually, but we'll give that away on Friday. We have MMR's Birthday Bucks Part 2. That continues. $1,000, your chance to win, comes at 8 o'clock. Guest-wise on the show, we will have from the WWE, Elias is going to be stopping by.
Yeah.
It's Raw tonight, 7 o'clock at the Wells Fargo Center. So he's going to be stopping in, which is cool. The wrestlers are great guests.
They are. They're all great.
Jake Voracek of the Flyers is going to be checking in this morning. And the main reason that we're having on is because they have the, I think tomorrow night is the Jake Voracek Chia Beard Night. Mm-hmm. I got to find out exactly how they're wording this, but they have a Chia Head, I guess they call that.
Classic Chia Head.
And instead of growing hair, like they've done Bob Ross in the past, you grow a beard on Jake Voracek. So
I love that.
It's cool.
The Jacob Voracek Pet.
Jacob Voracek Pet.
All right. They need to work on that.
Yeah, we'll talk to Jake later on this morning. And we also have comedian Kostaki Economopoulos, who's going to be performing in Atlantic City at Howie Mandel's Comedy Club. So he's stopping by. We haven't met him before. And we'll tell you, obviously, the A's Walk is coming up, too.
Yes.
So our friends Carrie and Rob are going to be here this morning, too, give us all the details of that, because that's a very cool event. God. Freaking Mike Stanley.
It's incredible. Listen to that.
Please.
The Transformers make less sound when they change.
Fix this damn thing. I move my mic a lot. All right. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back. I have all kinds of crazy entertainment news for you this week.
Plus a devastating story I know you're reporting.
Well, yeah, there's a big breakup. There's there's a baby on the way. There's some interesting things that we're going to get to in a moment. Let me move my mic here. We'll come back with that and the stupid question when we return. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Do you want the most important purchase of your life to be based on your negotiating skills? Not the case at Steven Singer Jewelers. You are guaranteed to get the perfect price every day. They make the experience of buying an engagement ring easy with no BS. Check him out at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, you know that I go to Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spas. Whether you want a rejuvenating massage or a refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massage or facial start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their over 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston & Steve Show podcast.
Anyway.
All right. Thank you very much, Marissa. We're going to do the stupid question this morning, and we are going to give away today 4-pack of tickets as Temple battles nationally ranked Cincinnati Saturday at noon at The Link. So the question that I have for you this morning is one that is about the film The Shining and what real-life hotel was used for the exterior shots of the fictional Stanley Hotel in The Shining in 1980, 215-263 WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer to that. What real-life hotel was used for the exterior shots of the fictional Stanley Hotel? I thought it was the Overlook.
The Overlook is what it is in the movie.
Okay. 215-263 WMMR. I don't know why it says the Stanley Hotel. Well, let's see if you know the answer, and I'll go through some birthdays while we are awaiting your answer. Today is Monday, October 15th. Vanessa Marsil.
Yes.
Has her birthday. She was in The Rock.
I love her.
Beverly Hills 902.
Very attractive. Has the Cindy Crawford beauty mark.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she was on that show Las Vegas or Vegas.
Yeah, oh,
Las Vegas. Yeah.
Josh.
Vegas.
Yes.
So she turns 50 years old today.
She at one time, Preston, and this will come make that whole image of her come crashing down, she was linked to Corey Feldman.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Apparently a brief Corey Feldman dating period.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's tough
it's
to get around.
It's just tough to get around.
Was this Corey Feldman, like, this has got to be
young
like,
Corey Feldman?
No, this was 90s.
Totally macho Corey Feldman?
No, I think it was like 90s Michael Jackson.
Wow, they were married.
They were married, Nick. You just ratcheted that up.
They were married for 4 years, late 80s to early 90s, 89 to 93.
That's acceptable.
All right, that would have been,
Dream a Little Dream?
Yeah, somewhere around that.
Maybe that.
But it was just really starting to get into the...
Oh, hey, you really like Michael Jackson, don't you?
The Michael Jackson thing. Oh, God. Okay.
Wow. Meatballs 4 was in there, and Rock and Roll High School Forever.
Oh, my God, man. Well, she got him at the prime time.
Was it her credits or his credits?
His.
Yeah.
He was in Meatballs. There was a Meatballs 4?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He played Ricky Wade.
Okay. So anyhow, she is 50 today. Emma Lagasse, the chef who transformed Food Network into what it is.
He was the
first superstar on that show, on that network.
Original cluster of celebrity chefs going back to Julia Childs and the Galloping Gourmet. Mm-hmm. He's got to be in that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he definitely is in that company. He's 59 today. Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, is 59 years old today, and her daughter got married.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was a big celebrity affair.
It really was, yes. So she turns 59 years old
today. She used to be a Weight Watchers spokesman.
I remember that, yeah. Also celebrating birthday today, Tanya Roberts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Loved her.
Man, did I have a thing for her, especially Beastmaster. Wow.
Did she show?
She did.
She did. And Dar-like.
Yeah.
Dar-like a lot.
She was a redhead in that, and I think she's a natural redhead, but she was, and these blue eyes that could look right through you, man.
Yeah, and she was Charlie's Angels. She was the final go-around, I think, the last iteration of the cast of that. And she was also, I think she played Sheena, Queen of the Jungle.
Okay. She was in A View to a Kill as well, Bond girl.
Horrible actress.
Really?
But
she was good on that 70s show.
She was fun. Yeah, she was fun.
She's 63. Larry Miller. I love Larry Miller. Actor, comedian. He's that guy in a lot of movies, like in Pretty Woman. He's in the dress shop, The Nutty Professor 1 and 2. He's the dean in Necessary Roughness. He's the dean in that as well.
Uh-huh.
10 Things I Hate About You as well. He plays a douchebag.
Best in show, though.
So well. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's maybe my favorite role.
Yeah. He's the husband.
No. Is that Best in Show?
Yeah, he's.
That's not Mighty Wind.
No, Best in Show. Remember where he's.
I will gouge your eyes out. That one.
Yeah. Best in Show because he's a hostage negotiator. Or no, he talks suicide.
He talks suicide because he's down. And his son's up on the roof.
Yeah, and he goes, little secret. They always jump. You know.
All right, but he was in A Mighty Wind, right? He played the boyfriend, like they used to be, right? So, all right.
Continue.
The mom from Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
What is her actual name?
Catherine O'Hara?
Catherine O'Hara. She and he were boyfriend girlfriend at some point.
That's in the show.
It is.
Oh my God.
Because remember, she.
No, don't rewind it. She
plays Cookie.
Yeah.
And everybody they run into, she slept with.
That's it.
They're on their way to the Philadelphia Dog Showcase.
Yeah.
And so he and, or she and, now I'm
Larry Miller.
Forget it. Move
on. Eugene Levy.
Thank you. Stop at the house on the way to the dog show.
That's it.
Yeah. There
you
go.
Okay.
And,
and it's Larry Miller's birthday today.
Hey, Larry Miller.
He's 65.
What would we know him from?
All right. Penny Marshall also has a birthday today.
Yeah.
She's 76 years old.
For no reason, I listened to the whole Laverne and Shirley theme song last week. You know, like that and Happy Days. And I was brought back, you know, just for a moment, back to that time in the early 80s. I loved those theme songs.
Did you go? Where did you hear these? Did you go on YouTube?
I was on YouTube.
Okay, gotcha.
It was a public address system.
So what had happened was I was trying to find, you know, I try and come up with trivia questions. So I was trying to come up with a Happy Days trivia question.
Okay.
So I watched that on YouTube. And then I was like, oh, let me watch Laverne and Shirley because I love that one. And it was great.
Okay. It was a fun song, definitely.
Yeah.
The whole opening sequence is a lot of fun. So Penny Marshall is 76. She's also a great director, A League of Their Own and Big, just to name a few.
And sister of Gary Marshall.
She's 76 today. And the last birthday today, it is Tito Jackson's birthday today.
Tito.
Yeah, Tito celebrates his 65th birthday.
Tito, where's my Lubriderm?
Your Lubriderm? So birthday in the Jackson family today.
All right, I got one more for you, Preston.
Yep.
Just found this, one of our favorite guests
over the last year. Willie O'Ree, the first black National Hockey League player. What a great man. We had him in our studio.
Unbelievable.
So great to talk to. And then when he was officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen.
into the National Hockey League Hall of Fame, we got a phone call from him, and he was just he's a sweetheart.
I just want to say I don't play an instrument, and I mean I like some of the music,
What a nice guy. So happy birthday. How old is he today?
83.
Man? Wow, yeah, man.
He's a legend.
And by the way, at 83, you shake his hand. Right. I put my hand on his shoulder. Solid.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to this stupid question. What real-life hotel was used for the exterior shots of the hotel in The Shining? And I am going to go to, let's go to Bob, see if we can get an answer. Hey, Bob, good morning, sir. Yo, Bob, do me a favor. Tell me what hotel, real-life hotel, was used.
Timberline Ridge.
Timberline Ridge? You got Timberline right. It's the Lodge, not the Ridge, but yes.
Yeah!
It's on Mount Hood in Oregon.
Really?
Yep. And hang on the line. We're going to get your information. And we are going to set you up with 4-pack of tickets as Temple football battles nationally ranked Cincinnati Saturday at noon at Lincoln Financial Field, presented by the Temple University Alumni Association. Be a part of the homecoming at the game. And you can visit owlsticks.com.
I know why you were a little confused. The Stanley Hotel is a real hotel, and Stephen King stayed there and inspired the Overlook Hotel.
Got it.
The Stanley Hotel is in Estes Park, which is right outside of Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. And Casey, fun fact about the Stanley Hotel, it's where they film the exteriors for Dumb and Dumber.
Which is supposed to be in Aspen.
It's supposed to be in Aspen, but it's actually in Estes Park. So it's a National Historic Register, or it's on that register. It's a really cool place to visit, but they did not use it for the exteriors for The Shining.
And in The Shining, it's the Overlook. That's why I was confused. But he was inspired by the Stanley Hotel to create the Overlook in his story. And, of course, they used the timber-lined lodge in Mount Hood as the exteriors. Okay, now it's all come together. Let's get to the entertainment stuff. We'll start with the box office. Number one, second week in a row, Venom.
Venom.
Wow. $35.7 million, followed by A Star Is Born, so that's doing well still.
They're both doing well for different audiences, obviously, but you can certainly consider A Star Is Born a major success.
I saw it for a second time this weekend.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, my girlfriends wanted to see it, and I was happy to go see it.
To Venom?
Yeah. Okay. Well, but I do want to see First Man. I finally saw the preview.
Well, that was
that.
A disappointment at the box office. It came in third with only $16.5 million.
I mean, it's a major budget, a major cast, and an Oscar, winning director, and it came in without a lot of fanfare.
I saw a review from someone whose opinion I trust, who does this space YouTube channel. Casey, I see the video called Vintage Space, and
what'd they say?
She had said that while technically, on a technical side, it's spot on.
Yeah,
it's absolutely amazing. It doesn't have much heart to it.
That's what I've heard from other critics. Is that what you lose is the the moments that are abundant in Apollo 13 from the heart.
Exactly. And even though Neil Armstrong was known as kind of a stoic, quiet guy, they think they may have overdone it a bit much in that regard, and that he would have had a little bit more
of a reaction.
So, but anyhow, I'm going to see it anyway because it looks
like
amazing.
David Blaine.
One small step.
Houston, pick a card. Was it the Ace of Spades?
Number four was Gershbaum's 2, Haunted Halloween.
Saw that.
Followed by...
What'd you think?
I saw it with Kathy last week. It was great.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there were a bunch of scenes where I literally laughed out loud. It's a good kids movie.
But not much of a connection to the first movie.
Pretty much a standalone story. So if you're looking for, continuation from Goosebumps 1 to 2, you're going to be disappointed.
I watched the first one over the weekend.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's fun.
It's great.
I love anything like that where you're mixing in the Halloween and all that stuff.
And Steve, it's got Wendy McClendon Covey in it as well, and she's hilarious. And Ken Jeong plays the neighbor, and the kids are really good.
Okay, cool. So you had that at number four, followed by Smallfoot, Night School, Bad Times at the El Royale was number seven. it didn't do well. House with the Clock in Its Wall, so Jack Black's... he's not in the Goosebumps
movie.
He is.
Okay. He's not credited in Goosebumps 2, but he's in it.
Number eight, followed by The Hate U Give and A Simple Favor at number 10 to round out the box office. All right. Breaking news.
Oh. Get ready.
What?
You don't have to hit the breaking news.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's
breaking news. Huge.
The whirlwind romance of Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson is over. Multiple media outlets, including CNN and People, are reporting the split. The news is first reported by TMZ. Neither Grande nor Davidson have commented, but he deleted his Instagram account Sunday night.
This man, unbelievable.
USA Today has reached out to Davidson and Grande's representatives for comment. Love blossomed for the pop star and the Saturday Night Live cast member after they met on SNL and they became engaged just weeks after making their relationship Instagram official in May. The two have been inseparable ever since, attending Aretha Franklin's funeral together and adopting a pet pig.
So not only that, they moved in together. They got matching tattoos. She wrote a song on her, I guess, her new album called Pete Davidson.
That's correct. They were besotted instantly, Davidson told GQ. He said, the day I met her, I was like, hey, I'll marry you tomorrow, he recalled in an interview. She was calling my bluff, upping his game. He said, I sent her a picture of engagement rings. And he said, I was like, do you like any of these? And she was like, those are my favorite ones. And I was like, sick.
Sick.
Yeah.
Totally sick. Guess who's marrying Ariana Grande? This guy.
The singer swooned over her latest love in a song, as Steve had said, titled Pete Davidson from her new album, Sweetener. Some of the lyrics go, universe must have my back, fell from the sky into my lap, and I know you know that you're my soulmate and all that.
And a bag of chips.
And a bag of chips.
Unbelievable.
Grande, actually, is pretty believable, isn't it?
I honestly, I totally thought it would fail. I thought at least it would go maybe into Q1, as they say, Preston.
Into Q1.
Make it through Christmas.
Yeah.
Get some presents.
Because, right?
Well, he had been talking about her on SNL.
Of
like,
course.
He did a bit on
an
like, Weekend Update.
Extended bit when he came back and what he did for his summer vacation.
Yes.
And but though he was very honest about being outclassed.
Grande, who has been on a break from performing since the death of her ex-boyfriend, rapper Mac Miller, it was a no-show Saturday night at the first Barbara Berlanti Heroes Gala in Los Angeles, where she was scheduled to perform. Her manager appeared to reference her absence from the stage, saying, someone I'm very close to was supposed to come sing for you today, and because of things that she's going through, she couldn't be here today, he told the crowd.
I bet you this whole Mac Miller thing is what... Listen, no one was expecting this to go the distance, but that probably accelerated it. You know, she realized she still had big feelings for him and made her reconsider everything.
Yeah.
Did you see this one text?
Yes, I did.
It says, they broke up because Pete wouldn't use baby wipes on his butthole eyes.
Thank you, whoever sent that in. The singer is scheduled to appear on A Very Wicked Halloween, celebrating 15 years on Broadway, which is a tribute show with Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel.
You talk about Pete Davidson?
No. Oh, okay. The singer is.
Oh, of course. Why would he be there?
Slated to air October 29th on NBC. Last Friday, Grande released a music video for her new single, Breathin', starring the couple's pig, and I do love this name, Piggy Smalls.
It's adorable.
Grande previously canceled her gig as the musical guest on the September 29th season premiere of Saturday Night Live for, quote, emotional reasons, executive producer Lauren Michael announced. Kanye subbed for her on that. I didn't know she was supposed to be the musical guest. So emotional reasons?
Yeah, it could be.
I'm going to guess that would have been brewing at that time.
Well, to add insult to injury, this morning she tweeted out a picture of her eating bacon from Piggy Smalls.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, a few weeks ago, she did tweet a series of messages alluding to her mental state, including, can I pulls have one okay day? Just one? Pulls?
Well, since you said pulls.
And I'm so tired, pulls, and everything will be okay. Just write the word, please. Just write the word, please. So anyway, I mean, it's not like it was a lengthy where she needed to save space.
Oh, my God, that's more letters.
I know. She said, can I please? So let me.
How many keys do I have to hit?
Can I please have one day, one okay day, just one, please? And I'm so tired, please. And everything will be okay.
I'll tell you what. She posted. Just take the time out of your day and
type the additional letters.
No. On your keyboard.
Yeah.
Type in, if I type in PLS, please will come up.
Oh, to set it up that
right?
way?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, but anyhow, she hasn't been happy, and I assume that's alluding to her relationship.
Pulls.
Not surprisingly, the internet blew up after the breakup news. One fan actually created a GoFundMe campaign for Pete Davidson. It's called Pete Davidson Homeless and seeking to raise $2,500. They wrote, as you may all know, Pete Davidson and his fiancée have recently broken up, and he will need somewhere to sleep tonight.
Do you know how much the engagement ring cost? $100,000.
Really?
Yes.
Woo!
It's a $100,000 ring. He moved into her palatial condo in the city, got the key, the whole thing.
Hey, he's doing well, but she's way more rich than he is.
SNL money, believe it or not, is not wonderful.
Yep.
It's okay.
It's all right.
It's okay.
For celebrity,
in that range.
Pay difference? Yeah. Not even close.
Yep, yep, yep. All right, here's the other big news. Prince Harry and the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, are expecting a baby.
Yeah!
She is pregnant. This is according to Kensington Palace.
Oh.
They made the announcement today.
You knew. You knew. He was going to slap a bun in that oven as quickly as he could.
Mm-hmm. The announcement came as Harry and former Meghan Markle arrived in Sydney at the start of a 16-day visit to Australia, Fiji, Tonga, and New Zealand.
Yeah, welcome to Sydney.
Hundreds of people gathered to catch a glimpse of the couple after they landed. And in a statement, the palace said, "Their Royal Highnesses have appreciated all of the support they have received from people around the world since their wedding in May and are delighted to be able to share this happy news with the public." The trip that they're on will include attending the Invictus Games, a visit to a Sydney Zoo, and visit to the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
Oh, wow.
That's what they're doing. But she's pregnant.
Yes.
And so they got a baby on the way, man. They're cranking them out in that family, man.
They really are. There's a whole new rush of, eventual monarchs coming to England.
So William and Kate have three, right?
So, yeah, so they have three. And, Jesus. Yeah. So who's
keep up.
Next in the kids, who would be the next in line?
Those three are in line.
Right.
So it goes Charles's first in line, then Prince William, and then Prince William's kids are 3, 4, 5.
And Charles has said he is no longer interested, or is he still interested?
There are rumors that he may bypass it because...
He's a free agent now.
Well, and he's older, you know, and so there was talk that he may just say, you know what, I've lived a good life, I've done my service to the country, and Queen Elizabeth keeps trucking, so...
And she really looks like there's nothing... She just keeps going.
She's immortal at this point.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for attending my 200th birthday.
Right?
Oh, my God. Will she ever die?
How old is she?
In her 90s?
I thank you all enough for attending my 500th birthday. I remember so many centuries ago when a young girl was brought before Winston Churchill. It is such an honor to be here in the company of his great-grandchildren.
Yeah, 92.
92 years old, wow. Is Philip still alive? Is he 97
years
old? Wow, man.
Yeah, I mean, her mom lived to...
She just won't die and give me a second. I've been waiting decades to pleasure myself. I cannot find one square inch. The second I get going, we need to go. I'll be 1 second.
I mean, they finally have all those impotency drugs in 97.
Oh,
yes, you can tug away, but...
Sees Meghan Markle wandering around the castle.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What I would not give to tear into that like a Christmas package.
Her mom lived to 102.
Wow.
And, I mean, you know, you expect a long life for Queen.
She was killed in a skiing accident.
She was not. Cougar
hit her head on a tree.
Yeah, a cougar jumped on her neck.
Right. I have some other stories to get to. Bill Cosby changed up his legal team again.
Why?
Pennsylvania-based...
That one didn't work!
Yeah.
What do you mean? He's already in jail.
I'm in jail, Lloyd! I'm incarcerated!
Bill Cosby as Mr. Corn.
For dizzle anything.
Oh,
my
for dizzle
God.
Anything?
Instead of saying anything.
Oh,
for dizzle anything.
God.
I'm incarcerated, Lloyd!
Oh, God. He's holding up the boombox and the Cosby Show. Like,
oh, my God.
There is a puffy black man on the front lawn with a boombox.
Oh, dear Lord. All right, so, yes, he's incarcerated. And the Pennsylvania-based attorney, Joseph Green Jr., who represented Mr. Cosby during sentencing, filed court papers Friday to have himself withdrawn from the case.
That's so perfect.
Cosby, a.k.a. inmate number NN7687, will continue to appeal his sentencing via lawyers Brian W. Perry and Kristen Weisenberger. And he
the
is...
guy. So his main lawyer, the one who compared him to Jesus, is, so he's out.
That guy. If this is the guy, Joseph Green Jr., who was, you remember, he was saying it was all racially based.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
After it was over, I'm like, oh, come on, dude, you really, come on.
But you know what? In like in a defense, it's like you talk about Johnny Cochran. You want your defense everything. To do. Throw everything they can at it.
You're right. So he is now, Kaz is appealing his 3 to 10 year sentence behind bars.
Oh, okay.
After being convicted of sexual assault. And all, more than a dozen lawyers have worked on the case, most prominent of whom was former Michael Jackson legal Tom Mesereau, if you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
One lawyer has slapped Cosby with a suit of over $280,000 in unpaid bills as well.
Well, that's one thing Cosby's not hurting for is cash. Yeah. What's his... Can you just do a quick search on his estimated personal wealth?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to remember all those years of the Cosby Show, and
yeah,
he owned that. He owned every aspect of
it. I thought it was somewhere. I remember seeing something a while back. It was in, like, the $60 million range or something.
Wow.
But it may be more than that, but I might be way off.
Wow.
$400 million.
$400 million.
Well, I couldn't believe that.
He was once worth $400 million, it says. But listen, he owned those shows,
he
right?
owned them in a different world. Them. Yes.
Yeah, so there you go, man. All right, an award-winning sound mixer has died after falling from a balcony on the set of a Tom Hanks film. James Emsweiler won an Emmy Award in 2015 and appears to have fallen during a break in the shooting, on the set of the biopic about Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, the movie looks like it's wonderful, and, you know, this is obviously a labor of love, as they say, and this poor guy buys it on that set.
Yeah, he was 61 years old. He was alone on the balcony taking a cigarette break when he may have suffered a medical emergency resulting in his fall from the balcony, and then that killed him.
On an entirely different but tangential note, did you see the footage of the woman, the 27th floor of an apartment building? I think it's in Mexico. Taking a selfie, gets up on the ledge and falls right off.
No.
Yeah, falls to her death.
Oh, my God.
It's wild. I mean, but she's out there taking... We had a little conversation about taking a selfie.
Yeah.
And there was a construction crew on a building next to it, and they caught it on video. Here it is, Preston.
Let's see.
Keep watching.
That's terrible, dude.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's absolutely horrible. Okay.
27 stories.
Anyhow, no foul play is suspected, and Emsweiler previously worked on The Avengers and The Fault in Our Stars. And there's a strong possibility he suffered a heart attack before he fell. Hanks, who plays Fred Rogers, was reportedly on the set at the time of the accident. Filming of the previously titled You Are My Friend has been halted while the fall is investigated. The film is set to hit theaters in October of next year. Dwayne Johnson is ready to put people to the test in his new NBC competition series called The Titan Games.
The Titan Games.
The 46-year-old tells People, when we started this, I had one thing in mind, create the most epic and insane athletic competition ever devised. I wanted this show to be a reflection of my passions. The show's host and executive producer explains every challenge these competitors will face is inspired by the workouts that have fueled me, the struggles I've experienced, and the disciplines I believe in. He adds a show will, quote, test every fiber of their being, mind, body, and soul.
Oh, my God, it sounds incredible.
And give everyday people a chance to become titans. He said, titans aren't born.
It's not everyday people.
These are every one of these people are seeing here is anybody you'd find at Walmart.
Yeah.
None of these people are superior muscle-bound athletes. Not one of them.
They're over-the-top CrossFit.
Yeah.
That's what
these
they are.
Everyday people.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Who eat engine blocks for breakfast.
We're watching the trailer for it. Looks like they do some pretty cool competitions.
Yeah.
And there's lots of pyrotechnics, and it's really flashy.
All right, brother, you just ate the wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Now on to the other challenges.
Right.
Everyday people. Set your balls on fire and throw you off the roof of a high rise. You're a titan!
The Titan Games premieres January 2nd on NBC.
All right,
NBC.
You gotta stand here while we drive a car right into your solar plexus.
The premiere's gonna be 2 hours long, man.
That's probably 90 minutes too long.
Right, and we'll start airing in its regularly scheduled 8 to 9 p.m. time slot beginning Wednesday, January 9th.
But they all have the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm from Ohio, and my arms and legs were ripped off. Chainsaw accident, but I'm a champion. I'm a titan.
Yeah. Another version of this is, remember we had, who was it? The wrestler. Not Goldberg, the other guy. It looks kind of like
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes, he had a very similar one.
Yeah, only theirs is outside in the dirt.
Outside.
Warrior
Titan.
Yeah, exactly. It's similar
first
to that.
First there was Titan, then there was Warrior Titan, but now there's Super Warrior Titan on top of Ninja Mountain.
But this one's more slickly produced.
No contest, one event. We shoot you in the head.
All right, so.
Do you have what it takes?
That's coming up in January. Oh, yeah, it's called Broken Skull Challenge. That was the.
Apparently not.
Next.
Next up. Yeah, I'm from Ohio, and I had a terrible car accident, but in training, I think I'm going to do really well. Apparently not. Shot in the head challenge on top of Ninja Mountain.
Shot in the head challenge. That's a tough one. Only a Titan can get past that.
Most of these shows just do the inevitable, which is make you feel horrible for your current physical status.
Of course they do, man.
Hell, Golden Girls makes me feel horrible.
Dude, I'm trying to get back into shape. I quit working out like 8 to 10 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm starting off doing push-ups on my knees.
Oh, no.
I used to be able to do 50 regular ones. Oh, my God. Starting all over again.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
I've been good, and I got back into the swing. I mean, not that I ever left the swing. I always exercise and so on and so forth. But there are certain times when, you know, those little things that happen when you try to just simply stand up and realize you've lost the ability to do that.
Yeah. Yes.
Like earlier, we were doing, you know, I'm doing the show prep and I get up out of the chair. I literally felt like Buddy Ebsen getting off the Whitland chair in front of the Beverly Hills estate, you know? And like, oh my God! That's what happens, though.
So you're right. And shows like this make you sit there and go,
Go to hell.
Yeah, exactly. All right, some other news stories, entertainment news. Wow, I don't have much time left here. What am I going to get to? How about this? J.K. Rowling got serious blowback when Johnny Depp was cast in Fantastic Beasts following his now ex-wife Amber Heard's allegations of abuse. But Depp tells Entertainment Weekly that Rowling knew that he was falsely accused.
Huh.
He said, J.K. has seen the evidence and therefore knows I was falsely accused. And that's why she is publicly supporting
him. Has she verified this?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But this is what he's saying. He said she doesn't take things lightly. She would not stand up if she did not know the truth. So that's really it.
In this case, and not just because Amber Heard is stunning, I have to believe what she's saying. You know, on this level I don't know how physical it got, but it appears, you know, from what other people say and friends surrounding the couple say that, you know, and we saw him inebriate. Doesn't mean he's guilty. You know, and initially, I'm just going on a gut feeling. But it just seems that way.
Let's just put it this way. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I don't know everything, but you just got to go on a gut reaction. So, but anyhow, they've worked it out.
Is there going to be a new Harry Potter, by the way? Because I saw a picture of the kid who played Harry Potter as a grown-up, and I don't know if it was like... You can't trust anything you see on the internet.
No, you can't.
And it was like...
Oh, that Radcliffe?
Yeah.
Photoshop. It was a Photoshop thing.
It was Photoshop?
Yeah.
Crap.
You can't trust clickbait.
Damn, Photoshop. One last story. Ryan Coogler will begin writing the follow-up to his $1.3 billion Black Panther original next year. Marvel is mum on when it will land. Chadwick Boseman and other stars are widely expected to return.
Which should let you in on the fate of Black Panther after the second Infinity War.
True. Good point.
Yeah. Unless it's a prequel, but it really isn't.
No, they've kind of covered that story.
Yeah.
But we didn't get to mention this because it was, I think the news came down on Friday. I don't know if it was last Friday. But anyway, they're going to make apparently a Black Widow solo standalone movie.
Yes. Well, what they're going to do is actually I've heard is that they're going to do a Loki, a Black Widow, and they're doing them as a limited series for the new Disney Marvel component, you know, because Marvel is on Netflix right now and Disney's doing their own basically Netflix version thing, of Netflix, yeah. And they're going to do a series based on those characters, Preston, I believe.
Okay. I thought it was a movie.
I saw a headline that said standalone movie for Scarlett Johansson, and the reason it made news was that she was making as much money as Hemsworth and Chris Evans did.
Can you see what
yeah, yeah.
about the Loki project and see who's because they announced three or four different projects. Maybe it wasn't Black Widow. Maybe it was like the Scarlet Witch or something.
Okay, I'll look it up.
While he's doing that, let's do the clips. CBS's new sitcom, Happy Together, is bound to have a lot of great laughs on set. And here, actor Chris Parnell talks about a funny memory that he had on set.
Damon just had a reaction to one of the lines during, I guess it was during rehearsal, maybe it was even during the taping, but it was just so freaking funny. And, I mean, I was like, oh, this guy, I mean, I knew he was good, but I was like, he's, you know, this guy's a star.
Happy Together is on tonight, 8:30 on CBS. Let's do the next one. Actors have to do a lot of research to prepare for certain roles. In Fox's The Resident, show star Emily Van Camp talks about how her research into the medical field affected her political views. Here we go.
I think, I mean, all the research I did for the show shifted my perspective completely. I had no idea the lack of accountability and sort of just what goes on in terms of, as we were talking about earlier, you know, the business side of the healthcare system.
I don't give a f***.
The Resident is on Fox tonight at 8 o'clock.
Cannot wait.
All right, and that's what I have for you in entertainment news. What's up, Nick?
So, Steve, it's a standalone Loki and Scarlet Witch shows that are
going to be on the
streaming service from Disney with the original actors. And then Jon Favreau for the same streaming service is going to direct a live-action Star Wars series. Monsters, Inc. So there's going to be all sorts of already existing Disney content brought into this series.
All right. Wow. So then there is a standalone actual theatrical movie in the works for Scarlett Johansson.
Right. And she's going to make $15 million.
Nice.
Good for her.
She deserves it.
I
love it. I watched Ant-Man and Wasp last night. And once again, I'm just so happy that they can make these movies.
And by the way,
I love them.
This movie exists in its own little thing. It's kind of, you know.
Yep.
A complete story unto itself. I loved it.
Yep.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
Agreed.
When does Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. come back on TV?
I'm not sure. I think it comes in after the holidays.
Okay.
Nice. And that's wrapping up the series.
Yep. All right. And that's what I have for the entertainment report this morning. We have several things going on. Birthday box. We're going to get to that around 8 o'clock. It's set to win yourself $1,000. We'd love for that to happen. From WWE Raw, it's tonight, by the way, at the Wells Fargo Center. Elias is going to be stopping by. Jake Voracek is checking in. We got more stuff coming up, too, I'll tell you about as we go through the course of the morning. We'll return in just a second. Make sure you stay with us on this Monday.
The Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live.
Call in
weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
All right, thank you very much, Marissa. By the way, we're going to have Jake Voracek on the show a little bit later on this morning. And I believe at some point today, we're going to have some tickets to win to the game tomorrow night. Which is Jake Voracek Grow a Beard Chia Pet Night. Kind of, sort of, or Jake Vora Chia Pet Night. Anyhow, they have a chia head of Jake, and you can grow a beard on it.
There you go.
That's a fun item. I like that.
I think there's probably now, at this point, like 100 different versions of the chia pet, all celebrity-based and things of that nature. Now he has one.
So we will talk to Jake a little bit later on. We have a few other guests joining us. Just stay with us. We're going to have a good time this morning. So let's go to the big breakup news.
Yes.
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
No one saw it coming. All right, everyone saw it coming.
Everybody saw it coming.
Though, with all the recent stuff going on, I would have given it until like January.
Yeah.
You know? I thought, okay, get past the holidays, and then, okay, we're done.
Especially the way that he was talking about it. I mean, he was candid and joking about, hey, we're never going to break up, or maybe we'll break up. But then you didn't expect them to then break up immediately after those jokes.
Exactly.
It's so easy to fall hard for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Right off the bat. And then things start to settle in. And then you find out who each other are.
He farts a lot.
You know, yeah.
Those little things. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
And little things are big things, man.
But what we started to see, though, exactly. That's why, honestly, Preston, though, it may be verboten in some situations, should live together, I think, for
hell
a while.
Hell yes,
I think you really should.
I don't care if there are religious implications to, you know, not cohabitating. So what? You got to live together,
listen,
man.
Listen, if you care enough and you believe in the Lord, you care enough then to lie to your parents. because that's what we did. And we certainly, you know, my wife and I, we have our faith and so on and so forth. But in this case, had that happened... They got engaged immediately. Mm-hmm. They did a whole stream of things you do not do this early in a relationship.
Yeah. But they did move in together, so at
they
least
moved in.
They figured it out. If they wouldn't have, there may be a problem.
You're right. So they didn't get married. Right. So they engaged, moved in quickly, a pet together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tattoos.
Yeah.
And then she wrote a song about him.
They did everything you're not supposed
to
do. Too quickly.
Too quickly.
That is. You got to date a while before. Now, listen, I said moving in before you get married, but date a while first
before
you move in together.
So how long?
Because then you avoid the issue of having to get your crap out of your place that you live together with. You know what
if
I mean?
If you can ever get it back, depending on the level of acrimony involved in the split up.
Yeah.
So,
tattoos.
I know.
Come on.
So, this early, later on, listen, I would get Claire's full profile picture on my back. And at this point, I know.
Yeah.
She's the one for me. I love her. We're together. Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. But in this case, it was a mad rush to get these tattoos. And they were getting multiple ones. I think they both have the name of the pet. The pig.
Piggy Smalls.
Piggy Smalls mm-hmm. on their bodies.
Yeah.
So in this case, when you were dating, if you were to make the plans to have your girlfriend move in or you move in together,
mm-hmm.
did you have in mind sort of an idea of how long you'd be together before you would do that? In other words, was there like a flag or a benchmark time, or did you you operate on a gut level.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see me moving in with someone unless we'd gone at least a year.
Yeah, I didn't have a number in my mind, but I knew I would never jump into something like that right away.
Even
if I was just really smitten with somebody.
Did you ever move in with someone, you know?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Rochelle's the only person I've ever lived with.
There you go.
And you know what? We actually did it kind of quickly because I was moving. We had dated for a couple of months, and then I got the job offer here, and I'm like, uh-oh.
I like you.
This is the greatest woman I've ever met. What am I going to do? You want to move with me? And so we did. So that was a big step.
Do you ever marvel at the
oh,
what? Would you have done that? You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, reverse it. It's a wonderful thing. Claire would actually be, Claire would have been the first person I lived with.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a buffer that you need to keep unless you're all kinds of sure, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So, because for that very reason.
Well, like moving across the country, I think is kind of similar to like living in a city like New York, where a lot of people will move in together quickly because of rent.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It's true.
Oh,
it's true.
Sure.
But it's not like these guys were hurting for money.
No, these two were a little different. But if you're like, hey, I'm going to go pay $2,000 to live here and spend most of my time at your place, like, do you just want to try this out instead?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But the tattoo is another one.
Yeah.
How many cover-ups have had to occur? And these are even longer term, getting the tattoos.
Yeah.
So how long do you wait before you get a tattoo?
Yeah. I remember I've seen people do some interesting things. My friend Steve, who is still married to the same gal, but after they started dating, I mean, within like a month, they started wearing matching rings.
Oh, really?
And I was like,
really?
What is that all about, man?
And you don't want to seem like you're bereft of emotion or romanticism.
But slow down a little bit.
Tap the brakes.
Well, I mean, that was a power move.
Yeah.
I believe by his now wife.
Probably.
Saying, put this on.
Yeah.
Put this on
because
you're mine and people need to know that you're mine.
It may have been.
Mm-hmm.
That's my man.
It's my man.
Yeah.
And then cut to him throwing his phone into the surf,
which did happen.
Yeah, see, I'm okay with people moving in together, obviously for the right reasons. But that was never, ever part of my plan. Ever, it just to me, growing up the way I was brought up, that's just not something that you did.
I once or twice in my dating years, I was feeling the pressure to move in, and I resisted it because I knew it just didn't seem right.
I wouldn't mind hearing from people who moved in too soon and what it took to
uncouple.
I mean, you have a lease.
Yeah.
You have personal property, and if you got a pet,
right.
They have a pet. What do you do?
Yeah,
shared custody,
or
is somebody just going to have to say, "I'll let you have
I'll take
pet.
The head."
Yeah, I'll take the head. You take the ass.
Moving under the best circumstances sucks. Moving after a breakup has got to be just the absolute worst. And I'm divorced, but we were both moving out at the same time when that happened. So that worked out okay. I've never broken up with somebody and then had to move out or broken up with someone and asked her to move out.
Everything. And he has to go there and go, wow, this was 3 weeks ago.
Right.
There's
still milk in the fridge that he bought.
I know.
It's so recent.
And the tattoo thing. I mean, come on, man.
I know we've talked about it before, but I had a friend that did it in freaking high school. And it was, and then he eventually had.
I love
it.
You.
It was you know who it was. It was an underwater hot dog guy.
Okay, his judgment level is suspect.
But he had a girlfriend's name. It was Carrie, K-E-R-I, and then eventually, inevitably, they broke up, of course. And then he had her hair extended over the name. So to do the cover up, it was she just got longer hair.
I think I would have to owe it to myself to have an X tattooed over whatever it is, and then an arrow pointing to a phrase that says, "I didn't think it through."
Yeah.
You know, or something like that.
My mistake.
Well, listen.
My bad.
Look at all the high-profile ones. Winona became Wino on Johnny Depp's arm, you know. So, but, I mean, they got them just weeks into the relationship.
Yes, exactly.
But tattoos are a little different now, too, because people just get them. Like,
no, you're right.
Because people are just covered in tattoos, and they can mean nothing, and they're easily covered up. Or
I want a whole bunch of tattoos that mean nothing.
Yeah.
Some people do. I know. It's pretty wild, and we have them in here every week.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
To come by and just get a tattoo for the hell of it. Let me go to a couple of calls. I have some success stories, which is always nice.
All right. Yes.
Let me go to Emily. Hi, Emily. Good morning.
Hi. It's actually Emery, but it's
okay. Emery.
Okay, Emery. What's up?
So I got together with my boyfriend, or well, now husband, almost about 3 years ago, and he proposed to me a week after we started dating.
Whoa.
Well, you know, we've talked about it's not on it can work. Now, here's the deal. They had a proposal, these guys. They got tattoos. They moved in together, and they got a pet together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so do you, even though you have a success, are any of those, would you have been cautious to do any of those that early in a relationship?
I mean, so he proposed to me like before we were even living together, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was pretty crazy, definitely. But he had just lost his mom like really soon after we started dating. And I kind of didn't want to say no to him. So I felt bad. So I was like, okay.
Oh, pity is a great way to start off.
I mean, I'm glad it worked out. But there's so many ingredients that could have been a disaster.
Oh, my
here.
God. Oh. You're my new mommy.
Yeah. You're my new mommy.
Yeah. Wow.
I did like him. And like I felt a little, you know, I had a good feeling about him. So I said, okay. And so I set a date kind of a year and a half from the date we had started dating. I was like, if things are still working out, then like, okay.
Yeah.
And like, long story short, we've been through a lot together. But I think the real test to me was, when we moved in together. I think that's why it's smart. You know, I think getting engaged quickly is one thing. And I think a lot of people get engaged these days, especially Ariana Grande is younger. And I'm on the younger side, too. I'm 27.
Okay.
30. I think that a lot of people in my age bracket are like, oh, we're engaged, and then they'll stay engaged for like 7 years.
No, you're exactly right. And so eventually they've almost had a common law marriage. And then they make the decision. No, I hear you. I see that a lot.
Thanks, Emery. Okay, so the engaged thing, you're right. That's not it's not final. That's a
you can break the engagement.
Yeah, exactly. You can break the engagement. Moving in together, while I recommend before getting married, you should definitely wait a little while before
date a bit.
You did it. Date a little while.
Sleep over.
And then work in on that. hang on. Let me go to Brianna. Hi, Brianna. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi. Sorry to bother you guys at work.
It's okay.
Sorry. What's up, Brianna?
No, my boyfriend and I from about 5 years ago lived kind of far apart from each other. So we moved in together. We got a dog together. And I probably would have ended up marrying him just out of, like, doing all the steps in the right order had he not cheated on me.
Oops. Oh, that's always a red flag.
That's what ended up, like, breaking us up. But it was one of those situations where we were kind of just doing one thing after the next. And, you know, at least I learned now rather than getting married.
So who kept the dog?
Brianna, you said who kept the dog?
Oh, I did.
Okay. You did. All right. So how long were you guys dating before you decided to move in together?
2-3 years. It was kind of right.
Oh, well, that's okay.
And then you found out. So you did the right thing.
Yes.
You did the right thing. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let me go to, now this is a little more of a quick turnaround. Cheryl. Hi, you're on the air, Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great. What do you want to share with us?
Hello?
Yeah, yes. You're on the air, Cheryl.
Hey.
This goddamn thing doesn't work.
Listen, so I met this guy on September 5th. We talked for a month from a dating website where I'm 48, he's 51.
All right.
We talked for a month every day, every night. And I met him on September 5th. I went up to his place. He picked me up, and I have not left yet. And I have an apartment in Delco. Delco!
No.
Yeah, Casey's saying no.
Disowning you.
No.
Wow, this is historic.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to pass on that.
Come on.
Now, did you move in because he has a better phone? Is that the whole thing?
Listen, his place is actually cheaper than mine, but I have a 20-year-old daughter. She goes to school. I'll pay rent until... My lease is up in August, and we both know what we want. We talked, like I said, for a long time.
Well, here
I didn't want to leave.
Here, I think the deal is also you're later on in life. You have probably you've been through a couple of permutations. Yeah. Doesn't mean you can't still make mistakes.
Right.
But like with Emery, the caller before you, she's 27.
Yeah.
You know, I think it all depends where you are in
life. Where are you now?
Exactly. And you know what? We're not talking about marriage. We know we want to be together for the rest of our lives. That word has not come up, and that's okay. We know what we want. Like you said, we're older, and if things don't work out, I do have somewhere to go until my lease is up back in Delco, but it's not going to happen because this is it.
Back in Delco? Where are you at now?
Beverly Hills!
I'm getting off the Blue Route in Delco going to pick up my daughter.
No. Where do you live now, Cheryl?
Montgomery County, like the border of Bucks and Montgomery County.
Okay. Oh, she's out by me.
Okay.
It's nice. It's like Souderton. It's really nice. Yeah. I like it out there.
You and Precious should get together sometime.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Thank you,
I've
Cheryl.
I've got a hell of a phone.
Appreciate it.
It is funny to hear somebody say, I know we're going to spend the rest of our lives together, but if it doesn't work out...
Well,
which is what she just said.
Therein, though, Nick, lies when people talk about the prenup, and in fact, there was a question about in this relationship whether a prenup had precipitated the split, and though Pete Davidson says that was not the case at all, he would gladly have signed a prenup, that people see that as an admission of potential failure, and that's why some people are adverse to it.
Understood.
Yes.
But when you're talking about high net worths.
Yes.
I think it's a necessary, you know.
I think it is.
Insurance
policy. I understand it. At the point. So let's put it this way. So you're worth, let's say you're worth $200 million.
Yeah.
And Rochelle, when you're getting. Oh, no, Rochelle's worth $200 million.
Okay.
Both of you are worth $200 million.
Yeah.
A prenup enters into the arrangement.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
I'm sure I probably would.
Yeah.
I mean, I would understand that level of money, especially if it were like family money or something like that. You know, I could understand.
I don't see it as I can see why people don't, and I can see why people do.
I mean, listen, when Diane and I first got engaged, I was making $19,000 a year. So, yeah, we signed a prenup.
Yeah.
She wasn't getting all that.
My financial... Yeah, listen, this is too much to leave them for grabs. I have there's a bank in the Caymans.
Hang on, I want to go to Alex. This sounds interesting. Hey, Alex, good morning.
Wait, I'll do it the right way.
Yeah. Thank you. Alex, what's up?
Hey, so when I was I was just going into ninth grade, I met a girl, and people had warned me about her.
Mm-hmm.
So she carved my name into her arm with...
That's a good sign.
She carved your name into her arm.
With what, Alex?
With a razor blade.
A razor blade. Okay. And how long did that you end up dating her?
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to. That was a big red flag for me, and I didn't really know how to handle that. But I'm the threat to kill herself, and we dated for like 2 years.
I think if you date someone who's threatened to kill themselves, if you don't date them, I think you've won the lotto in that case, because it's just going to be wonderful from there on in.
Oh, my God.
So how is this relationship been, or how was that relationship?
It ended with me trying to hook her up with one of my friends to get her kind of...
Oh, my God.
Her emotions.
And here's the bonus. His name is shorter than mine.
Right.
Off.
Why don't you date Al? Oh. That's just two letters.
Well, I hope she got some help. Do you know what ended up happening to her?
She bled out.
I think she's dating somebody now, and she's, if you look on social media, my name's still clearly in her forearm.
Oh my God.
How old are you, Alex?
I'm 23 right now.
Wow. Okay. And that was in ninth grade?
Yeah.
Damn, she cut it deep.
Oh, yeah, she cut it deep.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Just for the future reference, Sharpies.
Interesting. Yeah. Thank you, Alex. Yeah. You know what? That's a good idea. Instead of getting a tattoo, let's do Sharpies.
Sharpies.
First.
Yes. Right. Yeah. See how you like it.
Yeah. See how it looks. See how we feel about that.
Hentai, right? Isn't that what they call
henna.
It? Henna. Yeah. Yeah.
Henna. Tattooing. Yeah. You could do that. Let's go to Amanda. Now, keep in mind, they had a pet pig.
They had a pet pig.
Ariana and Pete. Amanda, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Amanda?
So, I dated this guy for 2 years when we should have broken up after 6 months because we got a dog together. And when we broke up, I'm a vet tech, so I said if I could have joint custody of the dog, that I would pay for all the medical bills. So he agreed to that and then didn't let me see the dog. And then a couple of years later, got me like a ridiculous amount of Christmas gifts, brought me out to dinner and was like, I want to get back together.
Huh.
Okay.
So what happened?
I told him that I don't think we're good together. Thanks for dinner. I guess I'll not see the dog anymore. Not that I really saw it to begin with.
So you haven't
seen... family's still friends
with... You ever see the dog? You never see the dog?
I never see the dog. I kind of see him on Facebook.
You see the dog on Facebook. So what you're saying, you're giving salient advice, right? At the beginning of a relationship, it's not fair to the pet. It's not fair to you. Don't get a pet, right?
Don't get a pet.
Hey,
and I ended up staying in that relationship for a year and a half longer than I really wanted to because
the dog.
I
paid
for the dog.
No kidding. A year and a half wasted, and you don't even see the dong anymore. Did I say dong?
Dong? He did. Oh, he doesn't see that either.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hopefully she got a better one.
We adopted a dong.
Sorry. Thank you, Amanda.
Somewhere out in Lancaster County, dong breeders are taking advantage.
I had no idea.
I will remember. Out in the cold, dongs freezing, chained to posts.
Do we have that song?
I do, but I was getting something else.
What's happening?
Oh, the donger.
The donger.
What am I getting?
I will remember you.
I got you.
Oh, we do have that?
Probably.
It's,
I just played
it's
it
okay.
So
it's all right.
Ago.
It's all right.
I got different sad music.
It's a different kind of sad. Yeah, it's all good.
I meant to say dog.
You said dong.
And it came out dog. And these things happen.
Steve was talking about anime porn earlier, so.
Yeah.
We're all right.
Here we go.
That's the dong. Huh. All right, let's see. All right, so Nicole, I'm going to go to her because she had a prenup. Hi, Nicole, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Well, I was dating a guy for about a year, and my parents' family hated him. And against my better judgment, when he proposed, I said yes. He wanted me to sign a prenup. And again, against my better judgment, I signed it, but I wrote in that if something goes wrong, I get the cat and all the furniture in our place.
Ah, okay.
Well, we ended up getting divorced, and the cat is mine, and everything's mine.
Okay.
There you go. I mean, certainly there's you negotiate during a prenup. But
yeah.
So now from that experience, I assume you have... You would not be inclined to rush into, I mean, because they did a laundry list of things, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande, that you shouldn't do. Do you agree with us that there are, you need?
Yeah,
you
should wait. You should get to know the person really well. I mean, I'm remarried now. I'm actually married to a woman now. And my life is totally flipped upside down. But it was a blessing in disguise. Writing that prenup was like a red flag that I didn't look at. I was going through the notions of trying to get married. Oh, I'm supposed to have kids. Like, we were going through all those notions. And I was like, you know, forget this. I'm going to put my cat in there. You're going to make me do all this crazy stuff.
Well, listen, yeah. Nicole, in hindsight, though, do you think the prenup was a good idea?
Oh, yeah. It was the best. It got me through the divorce laughing.
All right. Yeah, there we go. She got the cat and the furniture. Yeah. So you didn't get totally screwed out of that.
Yeah.
No. It was great.
Interesting. All right. Thanks, Nicole. Appreciate it.
I
went on a date with a guy that shared custody of his dog, and it was like our second or third date, and he broke it to me like he had a kid. Like, he's like, I just want you to know that I have a dog and I share custody with my ex.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, all right. But like, I didn't realize at the time, like, the emotional connection that sharing a dog with another woman was.
But maybe he wanted you to know because he was going to have regular interactions with his ex-girlfriend.
Exactly.
Or ex-wife.
I also want you to know I have sex with this dog.
Oh, no.
Dear God.
Yeah.
No.
I just wanted you to know.
Oh.
That's why I put
FYI.
That's why I'm always using peanut butter.
Right. let me go to Mark. Mark, good morning.
everyone?
Good. What's up, Mark?
So I lived, this was a long time ago, probably about 15 years ago. I lived with a girl for about a year. And at one point, she threatened to beat herself up and then call 911 and say that I beat her up.
What?
Yeah, it was a little nutty.
So that's okay. She threatened to beat herself up. Was she going to hit herself like in the head with some, you know, pick up a hammer or something like that?
She was going to start hitting herself with whatever she had around, and then she picked up the phone and she dialed 911 and then hung it up right away in the middle of a.
That's just a level of lunacy. That's not like, hey, let's get a pig together. You were with a fully deranged person.
Right.
It's not like, oh man, what are we going to do with the sofa?
Thanks, Mark. Exactly. That's a different story.
And beating yourself up is hard. Have you ever tried to hit yourself?
You always try to knock yourself out with your fist. Yeah.
You always pull back just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Because you know what? You're a pussy.
No, we are, as humans, we are, for the most part, not allowed to harm ourselves
unless,
in that way. But like punching yourself, like you physically can't hit yourself as hard as you possibly can. That's what I've read.
But sometimes the romance takes over and you can carve a friend's name into your arm.
That's right. You can do things like that. Interesting. Well, these guys, you know, it just, they moved a little bit on the fast side.
But Ariana, at least they cut it off now.
Davidson. What's that?
They cut it off now. You know, they didn't go through with getting married and then realized after moving in with one another that maybe this was a mistake.
Right, exactly. And I'm curious as to what happened and what put them over the edge. But
the feeling is that the death of Mac Miller, her former boyfriend, really made her reassess things and that she just shut it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, they moved really, really quick and it... It burned out fast, like a shooting star.
Like a star.
Yeah.
Candle that burns bright burns shorter.
Yes, exactly. So we kind of thought it was going to happen, but maybe, like you said, Steve, into Q1.
In Q1, I was figuring we get an announcement.
Yeah, interesting. Well, listen, thanks for the calls. I appreciate it. We got a lot of things to give away. Casey, can you give me something random that I can just throw out? And
random?
Give some love to, yeah.
Sure.
Something crazy and random.
That's pretty random.
All right, I got a Solo, A Star Wars Story on Blu-ray, and that's available now digitally in 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray DVD on demand. I'll take caller number 10, and I will give that to you just for listening. 215-263-WMMR.
Crazy random, is that what you're thinking?
No, I was thinking of the dong.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in a second. I have bizarre file stories that you're going to love, and we have a chance for you to win $1,000 with birthday bucks, which you'll love even more. So make sure you don't go anywhere, and a number of guests on the show today. We'll be right back.
Birthday Bucks Part 2. Proving you can have your cake and eat it too.
Are congratulations in order to you?
They are indeed. Just won $1,000.
What are you going to do with that dough, by the way?
I'm going to spend it. What else?
That's the spirit, girl.
You're our $1,000 winner.
Woo!
I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah, not as much as I love it.
It's your shot to win $1,000 cash 5 times a day. Each weekday, tune in at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. as well as 1, 4, and 6 p.m. when we announce that hour's winning keyword. Enter it via the newly revamped MMR app on your fancy thinking phone or at WMMR.com. You've got until 15 minutes after the hour to get in. One random entry will be picked to win $1,000. MMR's Birthday Bucks Part 2. 5 times every weekday at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m.
Sponsored by Sprouts Farmers Market. Now open in Broad and Washington.
Complete contest rules available at WMMR.com.
All right, thank you, Marissa. I want to give a plug for an event that, unfortunately, I'm not going to be a part of this year because I have another event that I'm a part of, and I'm not going to be able to make it, but our friends at the Laurel House have their 5K dash against domestic violence, and it is coming up on Sunday, this Sunday. And if you would like to get signed in, you can certainly do that. I've sent the information over to Nick. We have it up on PrestonandSteve.com, and it's in recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's a fun event. We always have a great time. Live music. There's all kinds of snacks and stuff, and everybody's just in a great mood. And it's at the Upper Gwynedd Township Building is where you get signed in. And we'd love for you to be a part of it. Proceeds from the event will go directly to support Laurel House's domestic violence shelter and supportive services.
So this is one of the events that they do. They also do the walk a mile in her shoes.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But I'm usually at the 5K.
Okay.
But the night before is the big a Mother's Wish gala, which I'm hosting, and it's a late nighter, and I'll never be up in the morning to
Not
do
to split the tab here, but how's our tickets for that going?
We need to sell more.
Okay.
We definitely need to sell more for the gala, and that's up on PrestonandSteve.com as well as a casino night. We have a great time, and I'll be there. My whole family's going to be there, actually. It's going to be a wonderful evening. So take a look. There's all kinds of great, cool activities and events up on our community page. And we'd love for you to be a part of these. But Laurel House does amazing work for women who are victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, all this. And trust me, they'll believe you, folks. So get in touch with them if you have had an incident, and they will help you out. They're wonderful people. So that is this Sunday, October 21st, at the Upper Gwynedd Township Building. So I wanted to make sure we give a plug to that. Bizarre file time. Let's do this.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And this morning it's brought to you by Heritage Business Systems. The document imaging equipment solution is Heritage Business Systems. There's like five E's on the
I had a feeling.
And service satisfaction, reliability, that's Heritage Business Systems, your authorized Canon copier dealer. All right, I got some wild stories, man. Let's start with this one. A woman was arrested for murder after she said she accidentally stabbed her husband. Now, the stabbing death occurred on June 25th, but a medical examiner's report recently ruled the death of 40-year-old Brian Fedanian as a murder. Detectives said that the wife and suspect, Rachel Fedanian, gave several inconsistent statements about the events leading up to the stabbing. One of them involved a lot of dog poop, believe it or not.
Really? Dog poop caused this?
Yeah. According to the arrest affidavit, Rachel gave two different explanations during the initial 911 call. She said that she was holding her dog while doing dishes and then ran towards her husband, slipped, and the knife entered his shoulder area. Later in the call, detectives said she explained holding her dog when slicing pizza. She went to talk to her husband, tripped, and accidentally stabbed him.
Now, yeah.
Officials
were buying all of them.
Providing medical care, detective said Rachel explained that she was slicing a pizza she had just cooked and noticed her dog had defecated on itself.
Mm-hmm.
She went to clean the feces with the knife still in her hand, but she slipped on the dog poop and fell on the victim.
All right.
Brian.
Okay, later, I'm buying all these.
Later died in the hospital. During the investigation, detective spoke to Rachel. She provided yet another account of what led up to the stabbing death.
But the dog picked up the knife and came at her?
No, she told them that she woke up around 8 a.m. to cook a frozen pizza for herself and the victim.
Uh-huh.
The victim was sleeping on the couch, and she ate half of the pizza. Later, she said she used a fillet knife to start slicing the other half of the pizza for the victim when she heard the dog whimpering outside. She said that she observed orange feces covering the dog.
Oh, no.
So she picked the dog up and brought it inside. The dog began urinating and defecating on itself and the living room. She asked the victim for help, but she tripped on the rug, fell forward, and ended up stabbing the victim. Detectives said they found no signs of feces or urine anywhere in the house.
Hey, is it possible she just murdered her husband?
I think it's just possible she murdered her husband, and that's ended up what happened there. I was laughing at this story last week. Steve and I were in the office beforehand. Uh-huh. I love this. Some people think the world revolves around them, or at least that's what the evidence points to. An anonymous member of a Facebook neighborhood group posted a lengthy complaint that has since gone viral. This person has gotten a little upset about this. The individual writes, Hare Northeasters. I guess that's their neighborhood. I don't know. Lately, I've noticed that the sidewalks have been littered with acorns. As a competitive barefoot runner, this makes my training sessions very difficult. I'm not sure if many of you have stepped on acorns with no shoes before, but it is quite painful. So this is just a friendly reminder to please keep your sidewalks clear of any acorns or other debris that might injure those whom are active members of the barefoot running community, including myself.
I would
hate to have to complain to the city about this.
Uh-huh.
So just wanted to give everyone a heads up. And then it says peace and love. Commenters quickly replied to the barefoot runner. One wrote, if only there was something you could put on your feet to protect against acorns and other debris. And another person wrote, run with a leaf blower. Eventually, he reported the entire neighborhood group for cyberbullying, of course.
Of course, cyberbullying.
Could go to a track.
Yeah, where, you I'm could sure, do that.
You know, they don't have any trees around where acorns would get on the running surface.
Dear neighbors, I like to push my face down the sidewalk slowly. Could you please make sure it's clear of acorns so it doesn't scratch my face?
Yeah. All right, now, I need to check the validity on this story, but it seemed like it came from a reputable news source.
All right, even if it, you know, it doesn't matter.
Well, a 32-year-old Erie, Pennsylvania woman has been killed after an overdose on meth caused her to insert a gas pump nozzle into her hiney and begin pumping gasoline.
Pumping gasoline.
The woman,
I thought we were talking like an air hose.
Who is yet to be formally identified by authorities is believed to have a record of multiple drug offenses in Pennsylvania. Officials who are involved in the investigation believe the latest incident was caused by the woman overdosing on meth.
I don't mean to laugh, but I'm going to laugh.
Could you look up that Nick and see if it's real or not?
Let me ask you something, just because I need to know this. Mm-hmm. High test?
Oh, I don't know.
Or just the economy?
It was like 93 octane. She spent a little extra money. According to witnesses, the woman ran across
she got a free windshield washer.
Several lanes of traffic to the gas station and grabbed a pump nozzle before pulling down her skirt. This can't be real. You have to pay for it first.
No, unless she swiped her card, Preston.
Before it would even turn on.
You are right about that.
Let me put in my zip code.
Yeah,
all right. Now I'm good to go. Now I can begin pumping gas into my ass.
Horrified motorists look on as a woman proceeded to pump the gas and apparently...
Hey, how are you?
And apparently said, oh, that feels good.
Hey, I think it's going to be a, good one today. Good weather, huh? As she's there with the pump in her butt.
Dude, it feels so good.
So good.
So she is said to have called out to the onlookers who were too shocked to attempt to stop her.
Did they say why the onlookers were shocked, Preston?
I think because she
it feels so good.
So she was pumping the gas into her butt. The woman continued to pump the gas until the cashier activated the emergency stop. She later collapsed onto the ground, and paramedics were soon on the scene to provide assistance.
If I fill up my ass, I get a free 16-ounce coffee.
However, the gasoline had flooded the woman's internal organs after it was absorbed through her, and the gasoline entered her bloodstream and had a toxic effect, shutting down key organs, a doctor said.
Okay, so it wasn't a drug overdose then.
It was a gas overdose.
But the meth made her do this.
Do you know what the bitch was, though? She fills up her ass at that thing and then leaves her ass there and goes into the convenience store.
Right.
Instead of pulling her ass over into a spot.
Come on, man. I don't know if it's real or not. Nick's looking it up. You can't find it, can you?
No. It seems legit. I mean, it made it to a legit news site, CBS News 10.
Click on the their logo, Nick, and see if it goes to a legitimate news site. So
yeah.
You would think there would be, first off, I mean, those nozzles are fairly large.
Okay. Well, anyhow, let's just live with that one's real.
You know what? And this is a cautionary tale. Don't do that.
Yeah. All right. And one last story. A Missouri man who started his own religious ministry has been charged with illegally circumcising two teenagers.
Listen, I'm not good at this. I'm going to be the first to admit it.
47-year-old Curtis Abbott has pleaded not guilty to two counts of child endangerment and one count of unauthorized practice of medicine or surgery. How messed up is this?
I think my mistake was using a spork.
A hearing is scheduled for next week. Many details in the case, including a motive, haven't been made public because the case was handled by a grand jury.
Here's my motive. I wanted to remove the foreskin.
Abbott founded an organization called Restore Bible Culture. Court filings in his divorce finalized this summer say that he has had, quote, multiple prophetic communications.
Mm-hmm. Or pathetic.
Or pathetic, yes. Abbott admitted his ministry has had...
Perform circumcisions.
Has had several false starts in years past. So,
wow.
I have more weird stuff, which we'll get to later on.
Don't you want to see the credentials of someone?
Yeah. Yep, agreed.
Have you done this before?
And that is what I have for you in the bizarre file this morning. All right, so we postponed the last Cream of the Scream stop at Bates Motel because the rain. It was nasty last week.
It was a good call.
Yeah, and so it's been moved to this Thursday.
You see the weather this Thursday?
No, what is it?
Yeah, look at that.
Sunny, but cold, 51
degrees. That's okay. You can snuggle up in the back of the hay wagon with your hot cocoa.
So anyhow... it's at the Bates Motel in Glen Mills, rated the #1 haunted attraction in America, featuring the most heart-pounding haunted hayride in the country, the terrorizing revenge of the Scarecrow's Trail and the Bates Motel Haunted House. Check out their mobile escape rooms there as well. Tickets at batesmotel.com. And we will give away 5 passes right now to join us for that. 215-263-WMMR. Call now.
It's awesome. Yep. We've been countless times. There's so much to do. You're going to love it.
We will put you on the list. By the way, we have a new Preston and Steve Daily Rush that is up and running.
Which one is it?
I can't wait to see this. It's how to make Mayor Rizzo's crumb creep brulee. And it says here, former Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo gives a reporter his secret recipe, enough to feed 1, 2, 3, 4 of yous. And you can watch this now at PrestonSteve.com. I nearly had a heart attack while you were doing that, Steve. last. This was 2 weeks
ago. 2 weeks ago, I think. Yeah.
Sponsored by Punchline Philly Fish, now's newest comedy club, restaurant, and bar. So check that out. It's now available. We're going to break. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to talk to Jake Voracek of the Flyers this morning. We will also have in our studio Kostaki Economopoulos, who's going to be performing at Howie Mandel's comedy club this week. So we'll get you the details on appearances and all that. And also Elias of the WWE should be here shortly. We'll be back in just a moment. Make sure you stay with us.
The MMR mobile app. Use it to grab the MMR live stream and MMR audio on demand, including the Preston and Steve podcast. Bring up the live studio webcam, too. The MMR app is Android Auto and Apple CarPlay compatible, and it's free.
Thank you very much, Marissa. I will say, I've said this before, I will say it again. You want to have fun, and even if you don't care about wrestling at all, go to the Wells Fargo Center tonight.
Absolutely.
You will have a damn good time. WWE is in town, Monday Night Raw, and we want to welcome to our studio, gentlemen who will be there, ladies and gentlemen, Elias is with us this morning.
Thank you. Hello, I am Elias.
Nice to see you, sir. Is this you singing, by the way?
This is me, written and performed by me. Walk with me.
That's it. I'm trying to escape. Is this your intro music, or?
No, so this was a song off of my debut EP album that came out. It was one of four songs that I released. It's called Walk With Me. Went all the way up the charts on iTunes, beat out Taylor Swift.
And wow.
Post Malone, Panic at the Disco, the whole thing.
Just amazing.
Nice. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I'm going to turn this up a little bit. Hang on.
But I know where you're going to be. You're lost in this crazy world, searching for your destiny.
Very bluesy and soulful and kind of dark. And
that sums me up real well right there, man. Yeah,
very Johnny Cash-esque, too.
Very much so.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. That's cool. But also, it gives you an advantage, too, because you can smash guitars over people, too.
It is. It's very nice to have that weapon with. Exactly.
Yeah. And this is you playing guitar as well?
Yeah. It's actually a nice, we don't have to get to it, but a cool guitar solo coming up that I also did. Yeah. It's all me.
Hey, you know what? With that, and obviously, wrestling is your trade. It's where you make your money. But
absolutely,
you also want to have a music career. Are you careful with your hands when you're in the ring?
Of course, man. I don't want anybody to target these things. You know what I'm saying? I make my money in the ring, but also with these. You know,
it's your cottage industry. Well, you know, you have Chris Jericho and Fozzy. You know,
He's the singer, though. I don't think he plays any instrument. As far as I could tell, I don't think Chris Jericho plays any instruments. So
right. But I mean, they've got some good traction. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Oh, no, Fozzy's doing great, man. All over the world, those guys.
Nice. Well, I'd mentioned, I'd said how much fun these events are when WWE comes to town. Man, they bring the show. You guys bring the show. That's what you're about.
I mean, that's it. It's entertainment for everybody. I mean, all age ranges, from like little kids to seniors, man. I mean, it's just, you get everybody in the mix. And Elias, I just so happen to have a little bit for everybody.
Yeah,
so,
right. Yeah.
It's pretty great what I do. I'll be out there performing later tonight. I got a song specifically for Philly in mind.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
I can't give anything away now, but... I mean, top of your head, is there anything you could talk about Philadelphia?
Well, you know all the obvious go-tos. You've got the, it's the cradle of our nation. You got Rocky, you got cheesesteaks, you got...
Super Bowl champion.
I've got plenty of material on Philly.
Yeah. Right. If you want to throw a mention to us,
there you go. There has to be something about Gritty. Everywhere I went this weekend, there were like Gritty martinis.
You know Gritty?
I hear a lot about Gritty. I've seen him. So, for sure.
When it was first unveiled, they lit the thing from below and it looked like a serial killer. And then they realized, okay, bring up the room lights, and then people said, oh, okay, this is a benevolent mascot as opposed to the killer we first thought it was.
Yeah. A little more friendly.
But with the WWE, it's all about the marketing and the fans enjoying it and getting everybody out there to have a good time. You talk about the different people that come out. I was at a Raw event one time, and there was this woman, it seemed like in her 70s, going ape-ass. The age range is astonishing.
Sure,
who comes out to you? But who would you describe as the core Elias fan?
Man, I mean, a core Elias fan is anybody that believes that WWE stands for Walk with Elias.
There you go.
That's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to me. And the world screams it at me every week when I tell them. So, you know, I got to say, man, you know, people come, they let loose, they let go, they just enjoy the show. And nothing's more enjoyable than an Elias performance.
How long have you been wrestling with the WWE now?
So I've been in the company for a little over 4 years, and I've been on Monday Night Raw for, I got to say, maybe a year and a half now. Something about that.
Is that when it steps up to the next level? Because, I mean, I assume there are certain levels of WWE.
Absolutely, yeah. Monday Night Raw is the pinnacle of live television for WWE. You know, live TV every single week, millions around the world watching, tens of thousands in attendance, whatever it may be.
It's amazing. So,
how hard do you have to work as a performer to build a fan base?
So for me, it's been pretty natural progression from where I was in NXT, which was our kind of you know, our where you are right before Monday Night Raw, before SmackDown and stuff like that. So I was starting to build something there. And then when I exploded onto Monday Night Raw, the world got to see kind of who I am and what it is. And you build a, you know, an audience from that point on. So for some people, it comes very natural. Others, it's very difficult. But that's all part of the game.
Well, you wrestled the independent circuit for a while, right?
Yeah, I was on the independents for a few years before I got scooped up by the WWE, probably about 4 years, yeah.
Listen, what you do, you know, there's injuries are part of the deal. You know, I've been ringside, and blood's not fake. You guys get, you know, you'll get your asses kicked sometimes.
No, yeah.
But you know, there are people in place to make sure that you're taken care of. How lawless and unchecked is the independent circuit? And you know, when you're just working your way up, I mean,
Well, I mean, you're gonna come across all different kinds of things. Not only when it comes down to the performers,
you
know, maybe not being as trained as they should be, or things like
that. That's what I'm thinking. Guys who don't know what they're doing can really,
you know. But you've got rings, and you know, that might not be up to quality.
Sure.
The thing said, though, I mean, the level we're at, people get hurt, man. I mean, I could tell you, I myself, it just was a random situation in Nashville a few years ago. I had a guy come off the top rope, land on the side of my shin, and snap my tibia.
Yeah. Dude. And you see it all the time. You know what I mean? That's why there's no way you can't get injured with half the crap you're doing. Yeah, you know?
It's high
no matter
risk,
how hard
absolutely.
You try. Listen, stuntmen on multi-million-dollar movies end up getting killed and stuff like that. It's not, you know, it's not out of the realm of believability.
Nope, it happens.
Speaking of multi-million dollar movies, you've been working pretty hard at trying to call The Rock out and
yeah,
get something going.
Right. Well,
and did you indeed start up a GoFundMe?
There is a GoFundMe for The Rock. You know, he's
for the medical costs after the...
Exactly. For the medical costs after he walks with Elias.
All right.
You know, the thing is, I know the guy's got plenty of money and all that.
Yeah,
but
every
time I'm out here, you know, what interviews, whatever it may be,
sure.
I get comparisons to The Rock. And whether it's the crowd interaction or the fact that I play guitar, the thing is, The Rock, he's an incredible human being. He's doing amazing things.
Right.
But The Rock cannot do what Elias does.
Aha.
I'm putting that out there. Right?
All right.
So, yeah, there we go. Right.
Well, you got $50. $50
of $10 million.
$10 million goal.
All right. Yeah. Well, that might help.
You're getting there. Six people over 3 months.
You know, it seems like people don't care about The Rock as much as you may think.
Well, $50, well on the way to $10 million.
Yeah.
So, but besides that, and obviously, you know, that's a battle that maybe someday will happen. Would you like to follow in his cinematic footsteps, and have you indeed been offered anything, you know, movie wise?
You know, there have been things thrown around in my direction, but right now I'm focusing strictly on the WWE aspect. If opportunities arise down the line, and you know, I feel like it fits me, then absolutely would jump at that. You know, I love to perform in any aspect.
That's the thing we always say with you guys, and the WWE, and people are like stunned about, you know, with Dwayne Johnson's success, he's the most profitable actor in Hollywood now. But it's like, it's not a shock. The you guys are all good, no, great performers. You know how to interact with people. You know how to relate to your fans. You're good in large arenas. You can do the whole deal. Did you come into it with those chops, or did the WWE help groom you to get you where you are?
No, you know what I got to say? I always believed that this is the person I am, and this is what I could do, and this is where I could be, and beyond all of this as well. But I got to say, coming into WWE, and specifically NXT, it's where you find yourself. Okay. So, you know, a lot of performers come in, and they're trying different things, and they got to see what sticks and what doesn't. And so that's what I can say WWE has kind of allotted me, you know, an opportunity to just kind of find
right,
everything.
Right, right.
You're a bit of a renaissance man, and not just the music, but you're an artist as well.
Absolutely. Paint. Yeah, I do a little bit of it all. I play all different instruments. I wrestle. I paint, of course. Yes, you're pulling up my
it's
Instagram.
Pretty damn good,
man. I found one. It's very Bob Ross-ish.
Yes.
I'm looking at one that's which is beautiful, and Bob Ross kind of gets, I guess, chucked aside. But he did some wonderful things, I thought.
And he was Muay Thai, so, Preston. He fought in the octagon, yeah.
I have no idea. Is this stuff that you do while you have time to do this while you're on the road?
So if I have any time at home, that's it. And it is, it's Bob Ross, the same style as Bob Ross, which is the oil painting and things like that, which I love. And, yeah, so that is if I have any kind of free time. It's just another creative outlet for me, but definitely not painting on the road. That would be nice.
Well, dude, if you can smash a guitar over people, imagine you bring in that little paint spatula that he would use. You just jab it in his
serious
throat.
Damage, right?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Paintbrushes and stuff, that'd be cool.
I have to ask tonight, will Miss Rousey be part of the show?
Ronda Rousey will be in the house tonight. Nice. She'll be at Philly. I'm not sure what she's doing. She's got some issues going on with the Bella twins after last week.
It was sort of brutal. Called them a bunch of untrustworthy bitches, I think.
I believe those were her words. Exactly.
Uh-huh. It didn't sound good.
I love her. Yeah. I have such a crazy crush on her. It's ridiculous.
Ronda?
Yeah.
She's fantastic, man. She's come into WWE. She's lit the place on fire. And above all else, she walks with Elias, so I'm a big fan of hers.
All right.
And Elias, it seems that she did the right thing. You come in. She didn't come in. She didn't come in like, I'm entitled. She earned the audience a bit and did her deal, correct?
Well, you know what? She's shown the world, you know, aside from her amazing, like, background,
right?
She's shown them that she is passionate about what we do also.
Yeah.
And as, you know, if you could be real on TV, the fans, the people, they will see that, they will feel that, and they'll either connect to you or they won't, man. So, and I think she's just been real and she's been true to herself, and that's just a huge key in what we do.
The fans read it pretty quickly, don't they?
I would say
Yeah. Have you ever seen someone who, like, even so in the earlier years when they're trying to find their character and they just can't get it? They just, you know, there's just this nothing worked. I mean, what are some of the really bad characters or people you saw tried that didn't quite make it?
Man, I can't say. I'm sure there is a list.
Like
the
accountant.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you about. Yeah. I want to ask you how nerve-wracking it was the first time you performed music in front of the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what? I gotta say, it's an interesting thing, man. I was in NXT, getting started, right? And I remember I was always playing guitar and doing this in my promos. And one time, and a guy came up to me. His name is Terry Taylor, and he says, "Hey, maybe you just do it for the crowd tonight." And sure enough, I wrote a song for the city I was in. That was Largo, Florida, that night. I wrote a song for them. I sang it. They reacted so powerfully the very first time that I performed a song for them. Because who sees a guy, you know, singing and playing guitar in a wrestling ring? It's just...
Yeah, yeah. It's like a coffee house, you expect that.
Yeah, you know. And then so they reacted so powerfully. It was like I immediately knew, like, oh, okay, I'm on to something there. And then... nerves are gone. You know what I mean?
So. Because the crowd is so integral to the sport of wrestling. They're part of the act as well.
Yeah.
You know, so much so that, you know, I'm a huge NFL football fan. And I have been a rabid fan and perhaps over the top in my earlier years. And I've kind of calmed down a little bit. I don't know if you guys would agree with that or not.
Yeah.
I've calmed down a little bit because I've gained a little bit of perspective on what it means to be a real fan and all that sort of stuff. But There are similarities in being a football fan and a wrestling fan, and I feel like we play a part, you know, in the game just as much as a wrestling fan plays a part in the matches. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
No, that's absolutely it, man. We're out there performing, so they can dictate certain things, but when it comes to me, remember, I'm always in control at the end of the day, right? But I'm listening and I'm hearing everything. So if they want to get out of hand and they want to give me some crap, I'm going to give some back. But like I said, I'm in control out there, but I'm definitely listening.
Were you a wrestling fan as a kid? Professional wrestling fan?
Oh, man, growing up, I loved wrestling, man.
Who was your guy?
I like Jake the Snake. I like Macho Man. Even though he's hanging around right now, Shawn Michaels was a guy I really liked.
Yeah. You're sort of Macho Man-esque.
I hear that a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. That's
so
cool.
Do you try to think of yourself as a kid, as a younger, just when wrestling was everything to you, try to, play to that person, you know what I mean?
Well, wrestling is still everything to me, man.
Okay.
So, I can see wrestling on all aspects. I can see it from a kid's eyes that's into wrestling. What would he like? I see it from an adult's eyes. I see it from a performer's eyes, and I see it from a wrestler's eyes, man. So I'm taking it all into account here, and I remember what I liked as a child. I know what I like now.
Who did you hate when you were growing up?
Jeez,
who are the bad guys? Or did you like the bad guys?
No, I don't think so. Not until my later years, when I'm in a teenager, then you start to kind of like the bad guys.
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely hated with every fiber of my being Ric Flair.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. But you know what? I found out years later, and I've told this story on the air many times. I went and I found on YouTube, 15 minutes of Ric Flair freaking out, posing. And I went and watched it, and I'm like, that dude brought me so much entertainment that I didn't realize at the time. I literally hated him because I just thought he was a mean bully, douchebag.
Can't trust him. Can't trust him, man. Don't turn your back on him.
He'll turn your back. But I absolutely love what he did now. What I mean?
That's it. And that's kind of how it goes. When you're a kid, you're like, man, I hate this guy, whatever it is. And
it's whole purpose.
You kind of, grow up or whatever it may be. You start to understand what you're watching and you can appreciate, that guy is Ric Flair. Man, is he good.
Well, the struggle is really... So who did you hate? I want to know who we hated.
It's weird because guys that I hated were like Psycho Sid. I don't know if you remember him, and Papa Shango and things like that. That's when I was like real young, right? Then, I guess going, geez, it's hard to say, man.
Like when Hulk went bad?
Once I kind of became a teenager, I was like, I want to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
So now it's like I'm looking at it from a different perspective. This guy's just good, whether he's a bad guy or not. He's good.
So. Well, every story needs a good villain. And it doesn't matter what the storyline is. If the villain is not believable, then you're just not going to be into the story as
much. Absolutely. I could point out good villains throughout the years. I thought JBL was a good villain at one point. I thought Chris Jericho was a great villain at one point. So The Rock was a good villain at one point.
Your time will come. I have to ask... when it's all going down, when the production's on and it's the cameras are rolling, because there's cameras backstage as well and stuff like that. Is it now such a machine that there's no, okay, here, go, go, go? Or is there ever like you're running around like, is it pandemonium, behind the curtains there, as you're putting on the whole show?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
No, right? In other words, as you're getting everything ready, as you're doing the, because there's a backstage
you're
area.
You're like preparing for the show?
Right, yeah.
It's different every single time show up, man. You know what I mean? It's a machine.
Yeah.
And then it's the human element, And they're coming together, and you got to make a big show. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. It's several hours long. So you guys, it's a long day of work for everybody, especially the crew, the people that puts all that stuff together and make sure that everything runs properly. But when you're waiting for your match, when you're backstage, wherever they have you guys set up, are you watching what's going on, or do you just wait till your show?
No,
it's
I'll
show
be honest
time?
With you, man. I'll keep an eye on what's going on, but usually I'm in the back. I'm playing guitar, just kind of getting in my own mind as to whatever I got to do for my performance tonight. Sometimes I like to take a pre-performance nap.
Yeah.
If I can get in the right mindset,
I liked you.
sit tease to get my voice ready. Whatever it may be, I'm doing my own thing.
We got a guitar here. You want to play and sing a little now, or would you rather not do that? Yeah. You keep looking at it.
I do see it back there. But the thing is, it's a Martin, and I'm sponsored by Fender, so
you
it's
can't
a
be seen.
Sacrilegious.
Oh, damn it.
Right Fender on it. Yeah, we can stick a Sharpie right Fender on it.
Yeah. It's the new Fender, Martin.
That's cool. So you endorse. So Fender, you officially endorse that product?
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome.
They officially endorse me, so I officially endorse them.
Is there an official Elias guitar?
Not yet, but it's in the works.
All right. No way.
Fender. Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, so you get the pick of the litter. If you want something, they'll set you up.
Absolutely,
right?
Man. They hook me up with
that's a musician's dream, man. If you get an endorsement.
I'm telling you, man. It's fantastic. Yeah.
That's cool, man. Good for you. Well, you're living the dream. And by the way, if you don't know, Elias is from Pittsburgh, not too far from here. Did your earlier years bring you to Philadelphia in wrestling?
I came here a few times for wrestling. Not that often, though. I think we had a thing called National Pro Wrestling Day occurred out here one of the years. So I remember I came out here and experienced the city for a little bit. So.
It's a big wrestling town, man. There's lots of fans here.
Absolutely, man. We come out here, Philadelphia, they are a passionate crowd, man. Yeah. I think that translates to all the sports as well and stuff like that. It's
cool, man. The events always, sell out. So are tickets available, I assume, still? Yeah, all right.
There's not many left, but there's still some. So,
they start at $25. I mean, so you can't beat that. What's your match tonight? Who do you have?
So I don't know my match yet. I'll figure that out later, but I for sure have a performance. I can tell you the performance alone is worth the price of admission.
All right.
No doubt about that. And then some. There's going to be other people out there, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, the Shield, Ronda Rousey, of course, going to be out there. So, like I said, you come, you're going to get your money's worth.
Nice. Come and walk with Elias tonight, man. Great to meet you. Thanks for coming by here.
You got it.
Have fun tonight. WWE. Wells Fargo Center at 7 o'clock, and Elias will be there. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a moment or two. We're going to talk to our friend Jake Voracek of the Flyers. Don't go far.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Do you want the most important purchase of your life to be based on your negotiating skills? Not the case at Steven Singer Jewelers. You are guaranteed to get the perfect price every day. They make the experience of buying an engagement ring easy with no BS. Check him out at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, you know that I go to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas. Whether you want a rejuvenating massage or a refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massage or facial start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their over 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Hey, before we get to our guest, I did want to get a phone call real quick, and I think we have Lou who is on the line. Lou, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Is there a reason why you're calling us?
There is. I just won $1,000 in the birthday box.
Yeah!
He did it!
There you go. You joined the long list of people who are getting cash just for listening to the radio station. So that's very cool, Lou. Congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you again. Tell us
a little bit about you. Where are you from, man?
I'm from the Coatesville area, just outside, a little west of Philadelphia, Westchester area.
Gotcha. And what do you do? Do you work in Coatesville or go ahead.
I'm in the public service sector, just a little west of the city in the Malvern area.
Okay. All right. Excellent, man. Well, listen, $1,000, I'm sure, is a nice thing for you. Any idea what you might do with a grand?
I can tell you the holiday season is fastly approaching, so it will be used well.
Perfect. Oh, that's excellent.
That's a great idea.
Apply it to generous gifts for your friends and family.
Yeah. Lou, we appreciate you listening. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your $1,000 win with birthday bucks, buddy.
Thank you so much. Take care.
There you go. See how easy that
is? Yes.
Yet another winner. Your next chance is coming up at 11 with Pierre. Then we do it again at 1 and 4 p.m., so don't miss your opportunities to win that money. All right, so we're going to welcome our next guest. You know what? I'm sure when he was a baby and in his crib, his father looked over at him and said, someday I want my son to have his own chia head.
I think so.
Named after
him. Isn't that what every father wishes for their son?
His dream has come true. His father's dream has come true. And we'll tell you more about that. We would like to welcome Ladies and gentlemen, from your Philadelphia Flyers, number 93, Jake Voracek.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up?
How you doing, Jake?
What's going on?
Yo,
I like
buddy.
That song. That was a preseason song, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We played that for you, man.
I know. I appreciate that. Well done. Well done.
No problem. So you're a big Boss fan, right?
Oh, huge. You have no idea.
Yeah. How many times have you seen him?
I saw about 15 times.
15? On Broadway as well.
Oh, you went to see the show.
Twice, yeah. It was a good time. I had a great time.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I've been dying to get up there for that, and then tickets are tough to get because they're
only $250,000 a piece.
Yeah, it's a tough one, you know. But, I pulled some strings, and I was lucky enough to go twice. So it was a good time.
Anybody from the team go with you, or was it just a personal thing?
First time I went with my friends from childhood, Andre Pavlak. Like, he used to play goalie for Rangers last year, so we went together. And this year I went with my girlfriend, so that was fun.
Okay.
Hey, so did you have you been a fan for a long time, or did you become a fan when you moved to the States?
I was a fan before because I remember hearing a couple songs from Springsteen when I was growing up, and the Born in the USA and Glory Days and Human Touch and stuff like that. So I fall in love because my dad was listening to that kind of music, and from then I just took off.
Well, you probably misinterpreted what you heard was Born in the USA. And
it's an anti-American song, right? So
hey, Jake, I have a question. In the Czech Republic, has anybody ever heard of a chia pet before?
Chia pet? To be honest, I haven't heard of it until this summer.
You would figure that would transcend.
Yeah, when Joe Saville came out.
Jake, you can't, I know, listen.
You're not on the ice right now.
You can't say the F word on her radio show. But I did love that. For those who missed it, because I dumped out on it, he said, a chia pet, what the F is that?
Yeah, good job.
No, it's a. I think it's a very cool honor. I don't think they've done that yet for anybody else on the team, so it's original.
It's a huge honor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I'm pretty excited. I will see how it goes.
All right, so for those who don't know, it is tomorrow night. That's part of the giveaway. They're doing these Chia Pet Jake Voracek beard, where it will grow his beard. And I would imagine this is going to pave the way for Gritty to eventually get one of these, because there have been some comparisons made between you and Gritty. Do you see the resemblance at all?
Guys, trust me, I haven't thought about getting a haircut and shaving my beard as much as I did the last time. Yeah.
Just to eliminate that comparison.
Now, listen, but one of the best things to happen so far, listen, you've got a couple of goals. You've got 6 assists, 5 games so far this season. But I think by far the best thing to happen is the picture of you with the helmet on, because it is hilarious. And this, for those who may not be familiar, so, Jake, this is taking place of the Ric Flair robe that was last year as an MVP award for whoever plays the best in the game. And now you have to wear a helmet when you have a great game?
That's exactly right. It's a little bit of an inside joke from the team building we had up in Vail, Colorado. So, we had a team building stuff, and one of the guys were wearing that helmet. So we found it pretty funny. I'm funny looking, so we kind of made a deal with those guys that could send us the helmet, and it's a player of the game, so
I love it.
It's pretty funny.
I think it's a great team building idea, because it's an honor to wear the helmet.
Absolutely,
you know.
It's so heavy. It's so heavy, and they told me I have to do an interview with that helmet. And I was like, no way, because I cannot hear anything. So,
well, that helmet's the size of the helmet they give you, like if you have a metal plate put in your skull.
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes, with the fellow reporters, I mean, it's good not to hear those questions, but I took it off. So. Yeah.
Well, you guys are troopers for putting up with it and for allowing that photo to be posted on social media, because it is hilarious. Was it from a whitewater rafting when you guys were in Vail? Is that where the helmet's from?
That wasn't from rafting. That was from the four-wheeling when we were doing the four-wheel.
Ah, gotcha.
So one of the players had it on, and he looked even more funnier than I am. So wait, if that guy's gonna win the player of the game, which I think he will, the way he was playing in the beginning of the year, it might be pretty soon. So hopefully he's gonna get it on as soon as possible.
You're not gonna tell us?
He'll never beat your facial expression, whoever he is, because
trust, trust, Trust me, he will.
Okay. All right. We have a promise from Jake that this will be even better.
We'll have to wait and see. Listen, Jake, we had kind of a roundabout run-in with you. You were apparently out house hunting last weekend, I think, or last week. And you came across an apartment that you were looking at. And
I did.
Do you want to tell the story?
Well, there was some kind of photo shoot going on. I don't know. I don't know if what was going on there because it was. I just walked in and it was all photographs and cameras and pictures. I was like, oh my god! Like I'm not renting this place. That's for sure. You never know what's going on in town. What's going on down here? So I just kind of swiped through it and went to the next one. So
Jake. For those who don't know, Jake stumbled across where we were having our calendar girl photo shoot. For the press.
He must have thought it was a porn movie.
Totally off his calendar. Yeah, right. Scantily clad women.
I was like, oh, this is weird. So I just walk in, okay, that's good. Okay, see you later.
It's a really cool place.
It is. It's a gorgeous place. But, that might make you think twice.
Yeah.
That was good. That was a good day, though. I found one, so that's later that day, so that's good.
All right, cool.
Well, listen, we're really early into the season. It's always hard to tell what's gonna happen. You guys have had a couple of tough breaks. You've had a couple of good games as well. How do you feel so far getting back on the ice, or is that always just you never know what's going to happen when it's this early?
It's hard in the beginning of the season, but, when you look at the first five games, we had a good one in Vegas. We had a pretty good one in Colorado. We couldn't find a way. And obviously the beating we got, against San Jose at home, that wasn't a good start at home. But then again, we won next day in Ottawa. And I think we were a better team against Vegas at home last game. But unfortunately, we couldn't score that game. But, I think as a hockey team, we're skating pretty well. I think we're playing pretty well. Just have to, need to kind of settle and, find a way to win some games that, we play better in.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we're excited for the season, and we're loving this helmet thing, and we think it's really cool that the Chia Pet is happening with you tomorrow night. So we're going to send people in that direction. There are some tickets that remain. You guys play the Panthers, and then you play Columbus on Thursday, and that's your old team. So that's always interesting, I would imagine.
It is fun. It's been fun, way funner, like before when I got traded right away the first couple of years, but now it just just to enter the game, try to focus on a win. So I don't really focus on that. I was playing there, back in the day. But it's fun. Every game now. If you feel good, it's you're excited to play, and no different tomorrow or Thursday.
I know you can't commit to anything, so I'm not asking you to, but I'm just letting you know and putting a bug in your ear that Camp Out for Hunger is next month. It's November 26th. To November 30th, and you guys are home that week. You have a game on Tuesday night against Ottawa, and then you have the rest of the week off. So Claude's come out to camp out in years past. We'd love to see you this year. I'll talk to Zach Hill about it, but just wanted to let you know in advance that this is happening, and it's right across the parking lot from the Wells Fargo Center, November 26th to November 30th. So just wanted you to know, Jake, okay?
Perfect, guy. I appreciate it for a heads up. Thank you very much.
All right, bud. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, Jake. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, I appreciate you guys. Have a good day, okay?
All right, Jake Fortes. Yeah. And you know what?
Why?
I got some tickets to give away to the game for tomorrow. And I will, I'm going to give away two pair of these right now.
Yeah,
I'll take callers. Let's do caller number 15 and 16 at 215-263-WMMR. And all fans attending the game are going to get the one-of-a-kind Jake Voracek Grow a Beard Chia Pet. And you won't want to miss the unique giveaway, so get your tickets to PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. So we'll set you up with those right now.
I'd love to have a chia pet, but I have nothing that would grow out. I'm hairless.
Jake's awesome. Last year, me and some friends went to a game and asked for some favors and got down on the ice after the game. And they had won, which was good, so they were happy. And Jake was just in a great mood, and he was really cool to chat. It was cool to chat with him right after the game.
His personality's come out over the last few years, too. And Marissa and I met him when he first was traded to the Flyers. And I remember when she and I went, we tried to interview him, and he was terribly shy. He essentially pushed the microphone away and didn't want to talk. And it was because his English wasn't good. And so to see him come around and be the personality to feel comfortable enough to drop F-bombs on the air.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, he let that fly full flat out.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
I wonder if somebody bet him to do that, because that happens.
I don't know. All right. Well, we're going to welcome our next guest. He's going to be at Howie Mandel's Comedy Club tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. And we are happy to have him here in the studio. Please welcome. And I'm working on getting this right. Kostaki Economopoulos.
Perfect. Yeah.
Nailed it, Kostaki.
That's good to be here. My favorite whatever was Jacksonville. The woman comes out. This is a direct quote. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Econo Cockalockapus.
Econo Cockalockapus.
Not even close. Yeah. By the way, I got to say what a joy it is to see a room full of longtime radio pros all reach for a dump button at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Like, do you all even have a dump button?
Yeah, I do.
On that side.
That's really funny.
There's actually, I think, three, right? Do we have three?
We can hit it three times.
Yeah.
So get ready.
Yeah.
Fire away, Kostaki. No, he just dove right into that. That wasn't even a slight offhanded F-bomb. That was just like, effing this.
Yeah. It's like he's next to the keg or something.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where are you from,
Kostaki?
I'm from Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
And still reside there?
No, actually, I lived in New York for 10 years, and I just moved to L.A. 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. 3 weeks ago.
Yes, with a newborn baby, so I am exhausted.
It looks promising out there for the kid.
Yeah.
It's showing what you want to see.
I'm happy to be 3,000 miles away, sleeping diagonally on a bed all by myself. I have to say.
That's gotta suck, though. You've taken to fatherhood. You see pictures and you're posting, and then we're doing some research on you.
Yeah.
And now you're away.
No, we're thrilled. The kid's great. She's so cute. We've been trying for a while, so we're very happy she's there with us. But boy, is it exhausting. Yeah. That's why they have that expression, you know, stop being such a baby. It's deplorable behavior.
Right.
Right. And it's funny because we have a 10-year-old as well. I share custody with the mom of the 10-year-old, and I've been fighting to see that kid as much as possible. And this kid doesn't leave, I kind of wish I could drop her off with my ex for a few days so we could all get some rest.
So was it you'd been to it before, but I mean, to have a baby again, a newborn. You know, did you think you were clear of this? Was it, what I'm saying?
I think you just forget how hard it is.
Yeah. I don't have kids, but they all do.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, but you know what? It's kind of like, breaking up with a girl, right? When you look back at it, you always look back at the fonder times not the harder times.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with the child. It's
I was sober for the first kid. I'm not making that mistake again. There's no PUI. You're allowed to parent under the influence. If you played Candyland sober, kill yourself.
That is a good point.
All right, honey, new game, shots and ladders.
Casey, you're going through, you have baby fever right now.
I do.
He's got three kids. There's no way they're going to go
for
another
my youngest is
run.
Nine.
Yeah.
And,
But you're just remembering the fun times.
Always, wrestle time and all that sort of stuff. Like, for some reason, that first year and a half, I don't remember any of that.
It's a blur. You don't sleep. You don't know what day it is. It's absurd. And it's expensive. That's the thing. You buy a house, it's expensive, but it's a good investment.
Yeah, we
sell it for more than you bought it for. A kid is like a boat. It's just a money pit from the very beginning. You're never going to get that money.
Just keep sinking cash into it.
I actually Googled how much is a child, and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to jail.
Is the idea that you want to raise is the master plan to raise a child that will make sure you end up in a good retirement home or
yeah, you think in your head you think, oh, this kid's going to take care of me someday when I'm old, but I'm going to be old soon. People in their 20s can't take care of anything.
I remember it was Jeff Foxworthy who was talking about families and children, and he had said that I want to be a burden to my children day. I just want them to have to, you got to take them this weekend.
Well, he blew it. He's going to leave them a lot of money.
Yes, he is. It's not going to happen.
So your wife is a photographer?
Yes.
So let me ask you, a lot of people aren't photographers with social media, are annoying with taking pictures of babies. And is she off the charts, or is she, as far as coming at you with a camera 24/7?
No, actually, she's somewhat tame. I'm surprised there's not more of it.
You would figure.
Yeah, she's a longtime photographer and been wanting to have a kid for a long time. We've been trying for a while, so we're very excited she's here. Yeah, lots of pictures. That's good, though.
Were you worried about being in your 40s?
Yeah, I'm 48. Okay. I'm an old man.
Was that a worry? Was that a concern?
I did some math. I'm going to be mid-60s when the kid finishes high school. That's a short window from empty nest to assisted living. Enjoy that week.
But she's a boudoir photographer.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. She literally wrote the book on building a business on boudoir photography.
And she does it out of L.A.?
Yeah, well, now she does. We just moved. So
okay.
That's the cool thing. We both have jobs that we could do from anywhere. She mostly teaches online, so we can float around.
Was it the obvious? Because if you're going to do anything entertainment, you got to be if you're going to move along.
No,
LA.
I have a radio segment that's all football driven jokes, and I'm calling radio stations on Tuesday mornings all over the country. And
right.
I was much happier in New York because an 8:30 call to Indianapolis is at 8:30.
Yep. True,
and now it's at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're up anyway.
Yeah, in this case, I'm already awake.
Yeah, we always feel. I almost feel kind of bad when we take those calls from the West Coast.
It's
and they're
so
late
early.
In the show, and it's still 6 o'clock in the morning there,
crazy.
Man.
Crazy.
I mean, yeah. Some of them we have where they're literally sleeping on the phone.
Elena bed.
We had Queen Latifah on. She was borderline comatose.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That was it.
And then you get comics who haven't slept yet from the night before.
Yeah, right. A lot of that. That's
all right, so you've done Atlanta, New York, and now Los Angeles. We're talking about three diametrically opposed cities.
Yeah, it's a tough transition because I'm this cul-de-sac kid, and then I, you know, lived in New York, and I really got used to that walking around life. I like that. And now we moved to L.A. I had to buy a car again. It's a whole different universe.
So. So years ago, there was a guy who used to be a guy named Gann Wilson. He was an artist for, he did the comics in Playboy magazine. He was well-respected. But he had moved. He was living in New York and for decades. And he was moving then to the West Coast. He actually had to learn how to drive again. He had forgotten so much about
it. Wow.
Yeah. So he actually borrowed my car to take his road test.
Really?
Yeah. Because he had no car.
You're a good friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when if I go away somewhere for a week and I get back at the airport and I get my car back, even that's a little bit weird if they're like not driving for a week. I couldn't imagine going years without driving.
But the thing is, you can't do anything in LA if you're...
You can't. Anything.
Not any... It's just... It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Did you at
least
have a scout out there to let you know where to live?
No, we had the opposite. I'm 48. I never had a professional mover ever. And this time we did it. They came and packed up everything. So this is what happened. They gave us... Their stuff will arrive in L.A. between 7 and 15 days from now.
Yeah.
We flew to L.A. and started looking for a place. So we had to get a place before our stuff
Jesus.
Got there.
Oh, wow.
We signed a lease and got the keys on Friday at noon, and at 8 a.m. our stuff showed up. So, yeah, it was pretty tight.
That's razor thin.
Ticking clock.
So you were moving from a small, like a condo or something?
Smaller than this, yes.
Okay.
And now we have a place that's, you know, twice the size, the same rent. So, you know.
Yeah. That's it, man. Yeah. They murder you out. There.
When you leave from Manhattan, it's the only city you could move from and go, hey, these LA rents are really nice. They're totally reasonable.
Right. So we were just in New York City, my family and I, last Saturday night, and we went to Ellen Stardust Diner for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at burgers, right? And they were $20. And at first I'm thinking, it's a singing restaurant. You got all these performers here. And then it dawned on me. I'm like, no. We're in New York where burgers cost $22.
Yeah,
like, you know,
it's great. Everything's more. A banana is three times as much as it should be.
It's crazy.
It hurts your feelings.
It just depresses you.
I had a matrimonial lawyer. It was $500 an hour. And I'm like, well, for what? How do you even, is there lobster? Like, how do you, is there a hang gliding lesson? What's right. happening in this hour? Is there a back rub with a happy ending? Why do you, how am I going to fit with you and your balls in the same room? This is crazy. According to my budget, we have to resolve this in 30 minutes. I mean, I can't. This is absurd.
It is crazy.
So I'm happy to be in a slightly more reasonable place.
Were you living in Atlanta at all when the whole Walking Dead thing came into town? Or were you at the very beginning
left? I've been gone for a long time.
Okay.
I'm a Falcons fan. I'm not over that Super Bowl yet. Oh,
yeah.
My here's the darkest joke I wrote that night. At least when you're a Falcons fan, you slit your wrist. You get to die in your own team colors.
So that's
it. Oh, my God. It's a tough game.
I watched that game again the day of the Eagles win in the Super Bowl. And I'm watching it, and I go... Wow, Dan Quinn lost that game for everybody.
Yeah, like, he made some bad decisions.
He made terrible decisions. Yeah. Actually, like two or three right in a row that would have iced the game.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately ended up in a sack, and then they have the punt instead of kick
a
field goal.
For a Falcons fan. My friend calls me and goes, hey, man, how was your summer on a scale of 28 to 3?
I hate
you so much.
Wow.
I hate your guts.
So you will go, you're going to go nuts. I mean, you get... Do you go? Do you go so crazy that you all have to look at yourself and say, bring it back in? Or is it a quiet stewing?
You know what's weird? I went the other way because I went to the University of Georgia, and a lot of my buddies, we would have these beautiful days. You would circle these on the calendar like 10 months out, and you would go. And if the Bulldogs lost, I had two or three friends like that. Their weekend was over. They were miserable. And
right.
I was like, I'm never going to be that. I'm not going to ever care that much about football.
Right.
And that game was the first time I let myself, because it was good against evil, and it was the cheaters against my team. And it was like, it was all the thing. My brother was a cancer survivor. He's a lifelong fan. He was at the game.
Everything, make it an emotional stew.
I was so invested, and they broke my heart. Oh, it's crazy.
And then Georgia gave up the following year.
And then Georgia also played the scariest team in the history of that level of football and went to overtime and lost. Like, my team's number two. We're number two.
Do you bet?
I bet a little, yeah, and I play fantasy, and I'm obsessed with all the things, so yeah.
How many teams of fantasy football? You just do one, or
I have winnowed it to three leagues.
I think three is too many.
Fat Bottom Girly is doing very well this year. Yes, we're very excited. It's fun. I like the whole thing, even though my team's having a terrible year. It's fun. There's so many great stories. The Browns are good. You know, we get these rookie quarterbacks. You know, the game last night was amazing. You know, football's fun.
With the betting and all that stuff, and all that, do you play online? Do you play the Madden? Do you do any of that stuff?
I don't do that. I have enough trouble focusing on life. I don't need that distraction. It's the same reason I don't smoke pot. Like, I'm lazy enough on my own. I don't need that.
You'd fall into a hole you couldn't get out of.
But I follow my team, and I do all the trash talk with my buddies. And the Falcons are so terrible. Their defense at this point is they're like a Walmart greeter. They're not there to stop you. They're like, welcome in. How do you do? this way, sir.
I have just recently allowed NFC East fans into my friendship circle, right?
Okay. So it's funny.
And so Giants fans, I got a couple of people, and so the Eagles beat the Giants on Thursday night.
Yeah, congrats.
And it didn't dawn on me until Friday afternoon that I can talk smack. And I was like, oh my God, hang on a second. What am I going to say here? You know?
These things come and go, you know?
And it's fun. And I was talking earlier with Elias on the air from the WWE. It's like this, you're playing a part, you know? And it's like it's this role that you play.
Is it though hard to keep from crossing that line where you this is fun ribbing, and then it becomes like, you know, maniacal?
Well, I think you kind of have to know what your opponent's threshold is, right?
Okay.
Those
are your friends.
I have a new friend.
Your mortal enemies. You need to know.
I have a new friend that he's a Dallas Cowboys fan, and. And so I found out what his threshold was a couple of years ago. And all I said was, oh my God, you're the effing worst. And that hurt his feelings. And you know, he's a Cowboys fan, you know, but, I was like, okay.
The Cowboys. To me, they're the vegan muffin of the NFL. They take great ingredients and put them together, and somehow it's terrible at the end. Like, how did you get this so wrong?
Oh,
didn't
I thought
you put
it was
blueberries
just
and sugar in there?
I thought they were the vegan muffin because everybody hated them.
I thought you were going to say because everybody wants to tell you that they're a Cowboys fan.
Oh, nice.
There's some people. A lot of it.
Yeah. Although they're America's team, we were
they're
told.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not. Right. No, the Browns. Not my two favorite teams this year are the Browns and whoever's playing the Patriots. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So listen, you were going to be performing in Atlantic City. Howie Mandel's Comedy Club. I assume this is your first time there?
I have not been there. It's brand new. Yeah, I've heard good things. I had a buddy who did it about a month ago, and he gushed about it. So I'm excited.
That's cool. Shows are tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, 8 p.m. It's only $20 for the ticket. So I haven't been there yet. We got to go check this out.
We hear it's great. Yeah, yeah. We got to get out. But a number of comedians coming through, it gives you a nice option. It's very cool.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
You can get tickets at hardrockhotelatlanticcity.com. So cool, man. Enjoy your time in the area.
Very nice.
Appreciate you stopping in this morning.
I didn't say the F word or anything.
All right. No. Yes. You're ahead of the game.
Nice job. Let's hear it for Kostaki Economopoulos, guys. Enjoy. We'll break and be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Here comes the MM Army.
What's going on?
Join Jackie Bam Bam Wednesday from 4 to 6 at Sprouts at Broad and Washington in Philly. Sprouts Better For You brand sale is here. More than 600 of their featured brands, including Annie's, Cascadian Farm, and more, are 35% off through Wednesday. Sprouts Farmers Market. It's healthy living for less. MMR's big friggin' deal. This week only, get two tickets to Crayola Experience for just $20. Crayola Experience is Pennsylvania's most colorful family destination for interactive creative play. Get this deal at WMMR.com while supplies last.
93.3 WMMR. Everything and everywhere that rocks.
All right, thank you, Marissa. We'll do the Bizarre File, and we have more guests who are here in our studio. So here we go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This morning is brought to you by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville. With everything that you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional information. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else? All right, so I have a picture I'm going to show you guys of this particular story in Australia, and that's for those of you here in the studio. An Australian mother thought her baby was going to die when they were pelted by hail after becoming trapped in her car during a supercell thunderstorm that wreaked havoc across Queensland's South Burnett region. Fiona Simpson was driving home with her 78-year-old grandmother and 4-month-old daughter when the rain started to roll in. Ms. Simpson said that she had not heard the warnings but knew that she needed to pull her car over when the rain started getting heavy. She said, I couldn't see in front of me. I couldn't even see the line on the road. She said the next thing she heard was a large bang. The back window had blown out.
Holy hell.
And all this rain started coming in, and where my daughter was, the back window was just open. It was gone. It was so scary, but there was no time to be afraid. It just all happened so fast. So the quick-thinking mother leapt into the back of her car and acted as a human shield for her baby. And it was hailing, like large stones.
Well, it blew out the windshield. It had to be pretty formidable.
Said, I looked down and I could see that she was screaming, but I couldn't even hear her. That's how loud it was. And so this is a picture of her shoulders. If you guys want to see.
Yeah. Welcome to Australia.
Yeah, how badly she was beat up from the hail, man.
Jesus.
After another window smash in the front of the car, Miss Simpson moved to try and help her grandmother, but both women were pelted with large hailstones. One of the storm cells passed Miss Simpson, drove her badly damaged car to once it passed, she drove her car to a nearby home and screamed for help before the residents called an ambulance. Once paramedics arrived, she went into shock and her whole body felt numb. She said, it wasn't until I got in the ambulance that I realized that if I didn't do that, my baby could have been seriously hurt or killed. Anything could have happened.
Yeah, it really hurt.
Her grandmother spent the night in the hospital after most of the skin from her left arm was shredded.
Whoa!
While the other was left completely black from the bruising.
Well, I've had enough of Australia. We're moving to Florida.
Miss Simpson. Miss Simpson had significant bruising to most of her body, but her daughter had small bumps on her. Despite the terrifying ordeal, the mother said that she would not hesitate to do the same thing again.
Well, that's mom of the year right there.
Yeah, isn't it wild?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she managed to survive and save her baby.
Jesus.
A gender reveal party reportedly ended with a brawl outside of an Ohio Applebee's when customers and staff argued who was responsible for cleaning up confetti.
Not Applebee's.
Yeah, and a gender reveal party. Cops responded to the Applebee's outside of Cleveland after a fight that began when the group was told to use confetti poppers, were told to not use confetti poppers inside the establishment. The manager had notified the group of about 20 to pop the confetti outside so that other customers would not be pelted by the decorative paper.
What did I tell you about the confetti poppers?
But when the blue confetti was blasted all over the restaurant's sidewalk and cars, the manager asked the group to clean up the litter. And that's when the partygoers started yelling and throwing menus at employees. Some of the members began screaming, I'm going to beat your ass, and telling the hostess they were going to, quote, F you up.
Wow, at a gender reveal party, huh?
They also allegedly failed to pay the bill of $31.81.
Don't Applebee's employees wear a bunch of flair?
That I'm not sure.
And isn't that flair connected with pins?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you don't want to piss those people off.
It was unclear whether the group of 20 paid any other bills at the restaurant that night.
I think confetti poppers are good for one thing and one thing only, and that's when people hold them upside down and pop them right into their
they're nuts.
Drum.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun.
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yep.
A man who police say was run over with a lawnmower while trying to kill his son with a chainsaw has had to have his leg amputated.
See, that's poor planning.
This is in Tennessee.
Yeah.
A warrant for 76-year-old Douglas Ferguson couldn't be served until Tuesday because of the severity of his injuries.
So I was trying to kill my son with a chainsaw, and then a lawnmower run over me.
Officers called to a home on June 28th found Ferguson bleeding from his leg and head.
Ah, my leg.
A preliminary investigation indicated that he had tried to attack his son with a running chainsaw while he mowed the lawn, the yard.
Looks like a sweet old coot.
Detectives say that the father and son had an ongoing feud. Ferguson is charged with attempted second-degree murder and violating probation. It's unclear whether he has a lawyer to comment on his behalf or not. It's how do you, you know, with a lawnmower?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
But they have, like, automatic shutoffs?
They do.
I don't know.
I disabled it.
Yeah, so apparently
you know,
he is.
I'm smart.
I mean, I know three people who have run themselves over with lawnmowers.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. The second you release on my lawnmower, the second you release the handle, it stops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Gina Lyons and Mark Lee from London got so wasted on their honeymoon that they made the spontaneous decision to buy the beachfront hotel they were visiting in Sri Lanka.
Wow.
During their three-week backpacking trip in 2017, they hit it off with some staff members at the rustic location in Tangal on their first night there. After drinking 12 glasses of rum, they found out the lease was nearly up on the hotel, and they agreed to take it over for three more years, which cost them about $40,000. They ultimately, drunkenly, agreed to pay about $20,000 in the first year and pay the other half by March of 2019. The couple reopened the 7-bedroom bed and breakfast they named Lucky Beach Tangal at the end of July after about $8,000 of renovations, and business is now booming, and they've since seen a steady flow of customers.
Oh, that's great.
Don't tell me it's not a wise idea to drink excessively.
So they were drunk, and they bought the hotel, and it's doing well for them. All right, we have time for one more story, and then we have to wrap it up. Let's go with this one. A man who spent $10,000 on his dead neighbor's savings on pizza has been told he faces jail.
How did he get this money?
Robert Sharkey was convicted on 11 charges last month after failing to report the woman had died and then stealing from her. The judge said that he had committed a wicked series of offenses. These included using one of Marie Conlon's debit cards to buy almost $10,000 worth of pepperoni pizzas.
That pizza.
It occurred when he lived above her apartment. The judge said that this was disgraceful behavior. It confronts every feeling of right-thinking people. The court heard that 68-year-old Marie Conlon died in January 2015. She was described as an extremely private person who made little attempt to keep in touch with her family.
All right, so made her a perfect mark.
Sharkey has admitted that on October 2015, but this was spontaneous on this guy's part. He noticed Miss Conlon's mail piling up in a communal area, and so he kicked in her door. He saw a handbag and money and told police that he took around $100 because at the time I was worried about money, he said. As for discovering her remains, he said he did not call police because he was worried about calling them. He had been on probation after previously being convicted for disorderly behavior. The court heard that Sharkey memorized the details of Miss Conlon's bank card and had a later one issued to her address 5 months after. Every day, he bought a 9-inch pepperoni pizza with anchovies and 2 cans of juice to be delivered to his own address in the same apartment.
Yes, and 2 cans of juice, please.
Listen, and the staff at the pizza company were so used to this that they referred to him as, quote, the fish guy.
The fish guy.
Because he always had anchovies on his pizza.
We're looking at a picture of this guy. This is the perfect example of a guy who wears a suit once to appear before a judge. Look at that tie.
When police officers entered Sharkey's apartment, they found piles of empty pizza boxes from his online purchase. With Miss Conlon's bank card details. There you go. That's what I have for you in the bizarre file for you this morning. All right. It is time once again, gang. The 2018 AIDS Walk is returned. And, of course, it's in Philadelphia where you would expect it to be. It's an amazing event. And we want to welcome two of the people that make it happen. Our good friends, Carrie Filer-Bender and Rob Riker. Yeah. Good to see you guys again.
Nice to see you.
I can't believe it's that time of year again.
Speeds by, doesn't it?
It does.
How many
does.
Years?
32.
Wow. The origins right here in Philadelphia, yes?
We've been doing it here in Philly at the Art Museum for 32 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's the epidemic's changed a lot in the last 32 years, but we keep walking. And we're going to keep walking until this crisis is over.
Well, the also the people that benefit, you've broadened the scope of the people who benefit from the walk, and now it's a juggernaut. So explain what we can expect from this year that might be different from years in
past years?
Well, you know, today we're talking about getting to zero.
Yeah.
Zero new infections, zero stigma, and zero deaths. You know, 32 years ago when we started the walk, that wasn't even possible.
No.
Today we have all the things we need to be able to do that. So our goal today is to get to zero.
It's a positive message.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. Much better than it was a few decades ago.
Well, we've made a lot of progress,
but
we're not done yet. So
yeah.
We have to continue the fight until we get to
zero. And I'll bet that can be a slight roadblock because, you know, if you remember in the early days of the AIDS epidemic and it was a death sentence. I mean, flat out, without question, you heard somebody was had come down with it. They were going to die soon.
Yes.
We've advanced way, way, way beyond that. And people are living long, fruitful, enjoyable lives.
Absolutely.
With this disease. But that doesn't mean that the help stops, the research stops, and all these other things. So that's a bit of a hurdle for you guys to overcome.
Absolutely. A lot of people have mistaken the advances that we've made for the epidemic being over. But what we need is people to be able to maintain those treatments.
Yeah.
And so our goal is to help people when a financial crisis may become a health crisis.
But the event itself, a lot of fun, you know, and so tell us what we can expect. Go ahead. Flip a coin,
come
you
on,
two.
Yeah.
Come on, you look at each other.
It is a beautiful fall morning this Sunday. Come on out and you can see panels from the AIDS Memorial Quilt. There's a little reflective corner. Here's some history. Here's some names of people who've died. But we also have the fabulous Pierre Robert, who has hosted every single one of our 32 walks.
Isn't that amazing?
Fantastic.
You'll be able to see it, by the way, if you show up early. He'll be sleeping in his car.
Yeah. So,
don't tell me.
Seriously.
You know, that's what he does.
Do you have any good Pierre stories from over the years?
He really did do that once.
Yeah.
Where I had to, he said, Carrie, come wake me up in my car. I've got a late night the night before. And, yeah. There was the year he overslept.
Right.
And he said, I set 7 alarm clocks and it still didn't help.
Oh, Pierre could set an explosive device in his pillow. It wouldn't matter.
He usually sets 7 alarm clocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And they'll have in different rooms. He's got the chicken alarm clock. But sometimes they're effective.
That speaks to how important this is to him.
Right. I mean, Pierre and Mother Knows from Power 99 and Cherry Gregg from KYW News Radio, these are our MCs this year. And the Dukes of Destiny, the fabulous Dukes of Destiny local band, has played every single one of our walks as well. Entertainment, when you finish the walk, come out and hear these legends, and Pierre will be bringing it home for us again.
And are there refreshments and things of that nature, I assume? Food trucks, things of that nature?
Sure.
Because I'm not showing up without...
gotta have some food.
Well, it's early.
It's early.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously we have a lot of water for our walkers. But, you know, Frito-Lay has been generous and been there every year to provide snacks at the end of the walk.
Do you do the yoga thing or the stretching?
Absolutely. We will have a warm-up with aerobics so they get people, you know, piped
limber,
up, limber before they go out on their walk. So.
And you don't have to, you can do whatever level of walking you want to do, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, the point is it's now a 5K. It used to be a little longer, but now it's a 5K up and back on Martin Luther King Drive. And it is... It's not a bad walk. It's really a beautiful day. And so we really are out there for a good cause, helping people, our friends, family, and neighbors who really need emergency assistance. And so it's for a great cause. But Casey always has that romantic story from how he got to know his wife, right?
Yeah, so it was the year 2000. You know, it was an 8-mile walk.
Right, and it was longer then.
It was the year 2000, and she and I walked the whole... 8 miles. And what I discovered, I discovered that, you know, I met the woman of my dreams, and that I don't like walking 8 miles.
It's only a 5K now, Casey.
5K is great. Yeah. That's doable.
That's 5,000 miles.
Bring your kids, bring your family. It's a great time to have a conversation. When you have those awkward conversations, if you're dating or you don't know someone's background, this is a way to start a conversation with your family or with your partner.
Or just have a damn good time, regardless.
Exactly.
Yes.
No, that's a good way. That's absolutely a good way to put it. And you know, if you feel uncomfortable about having conversation, you can just say, look at everybody here.
Yeah.
You know, this is people talk about this. This is okay. It's not
And that's
taboo.
Part of our goal is reduce that stigma.
Being welcoming. Yeah, I love it. If you listen, you're doing something right for it to last this long and for that to have the kind of support that it gets. So, and as the weather is looking good, so
yeah, as of now, it looks like it's going to be sunny. I mean, we're way off.
Might be a little chilly, but you know,
50 degrees, which is
that's actually perfect.
All morning,
you raise enough money, you can get a hoodie and keep warm.
There you go.
We are going to we have all the information up on PrestonandSteve.com, or you can go to AIDSWalkPhilly.org. And get all the information there. But it's an institution. It's
yes.
I mean, it's 32, 30, this is the 32nd or
32nd?
32nd year.
And it's the 32'd.
It's the 32'd year of this event. But it's not too late to start making it a regular tradition for you and your family and everything. And these guys do such great work. We're big fans. So
we appreciate your support.
Our pleasure. Let's hear it for Carrie and Rob.
Yeah.
And the AIDS Walk is on Sunday. And get on board. Do this. And it's a 5K, so everybody loves going to 5K, especially, you know, the city right there. And everybody's ready to go. It's a beautiful day. So we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment or two. We'll have a lesson question when we return to give some stuff away. So don't miss that. We'll be right back. Bye-bye.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Ghost. Bad Wolves. The Struts.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
We're done with traffic. Thank you, Marissa, for handling those duties today in the absent Kathy Romano's stead.
Oh, we're not applauding for that, I thought.
Did you start to clap?
I was applauding for myself, yeah.
There you go.
The most embarrassing applause are you for yourself.
It's a crummy day. I was trying to brighten it up for myself.
I would like to mention something real quick. It was a nice day yesterday. And it was wonderful to be out at the Piazza at Schmitz and be a part of the Pickle Festival.
Pickle Fest!
It finally happened, and my son and I had a great time. And it was a mob scene.
It was rain delayed, right, from the first day?
Yeah, it was a month or so ago. And so they redid it. When we got there, we thought we're never going to get into this place, even though we had tickets. The line went around the entire... I mean, it was huge.
For Pickle Fest.
It was massive. I've never seen that big. I haven't been in that big of a line. I couldn't tell you how long. But it moved very, very quickly, which was cool.
They didn't take into consideration your celebrity pickle status and move you along?
I would not have wanted it that way.
So I got a text from my friend Tom, who was there as well, Preston. And he said, it was great to meet your son. He couldn't have been more polite. Great kid. And then he wanted me to ask you about the glory hole, and I don't know what that means or what the context is.
All right, so we were hanging out. There was a, I think it was called Sucker Punch Pickles. And in fact, if you scroll through that Instagram, you'll see a picture of a cutout of this Sucker Punch thing. And it was, okay, so there it is.
Ah.
So it was a picture of their logo, and it had a hole in it. And this is a picture of my son Carter with it sticking his mouth through it. And I thought that was pretty funny. But down below, there were a few other holes.
Okay.
And so
him
and his girlfriend or his wife, I'm not sure.
Okay.
We're kind of playing around with that like it was a glory hole. It was funny.
And Carter was rolling with it?
Oh, my God. He was like, oh, my God.
All right.
He was cracking up.
Glory pickle.
He's 16, so he got it.
Got it.
But we had a really good time. It was a fun event. Live music, all the pickles you could handle. But I wanted to think we ate immediately. We were starving, really.
Yes.
We got to eat something as soon as we get there. And so we stopped by. There were a number of food trucks, and I popped by the Bad Mother Shuckers.
Bad Mother Shuckers.
Food truck. And yes, and got a pickle po' boy, which was fantastic. And man, they had, I haven't had hush puppies in ages, and I love hush puppies. And they had hush puppies with crab meat and cheese inside of them.
Really?
Wow.
What's a normal hush puppy have? Is it cornmeal?
It's just like cornmeal. Yeah, it's like fried. They're really, really good, and they're seasoned and everything. And it was, and you dipped it in this remoulade. It was really, really good. So anyhow, I want to thank Zach, who's the owner of Bad Mother Chuckers, and Colette, who served me as well, and they're big fans of the show.
Nice.
So I wanted to give them some love. And we met tons of listeners of the Preston and Steve Show and WMMR everywhere we were going. And in fact, so much so, I was standing in line to get a drink, and a few people came up and wanted to get pictures, and it was cool. And the couple that was in front of me, they didn't know who I was, and that's fine and everything. And I was wearing a Flyers an old school Flyers jacket.
Oh, they thought you were a Flyers
player. The guy, he's like, are you like a retired Flyer or something? I had to laugh. I was like, no.
Not a retired Flyer. Is that name?
I did that to him.
I'm only a major broadcaster.
No, I just said no. I'm
I
on
am
the radio.
Pickle King.
I'm on the radio. God. So
no, talk about the food trucks. We had the Wings of Hope on Saturday the Manitoni Steelworks.
Oh yeah,
and there's just top level food in these trucks. Mm-hmm. A couple of the names escape me, but yeah, if you have not sampled, if you're afraid, don't, because there are a lot of cases you're going to have chefs who are waiting to get their storefront or whatever, their actual fixed location. And you're going to get gourmet quality food out of these vehicles.
There was another truck that looked like the Mystery Machine.
Oh,
it's called
yes.
the Munchie Machine.
I love it.
Ooh. That was a great idea. We didn't eat there, but it looked really cool.
Steve, I saw a taco truck. Unfortunately, I had driven past it before I realized what it was. But I drove past it, and there was a gas station that I drove past called Jizzy's.
Jizzy's.
You... Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I saw you post a picture of that. Jizzy's?
I don't know. It's probably called Gizzy's, but...
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm in the market for a large volume of semen.
Your God.
Well, you've come to the right place.
No, it's Gizzy.
Gizzy's.
G-I-Z-Z-Y.
Welcome to Jizzy's. You're going to want two straws for this one. It's a little thick.
Oh.
It's a gas station. But they do pump your gas for you there.
Yeah.
Straight up. Straight
with two hands.
Yeah. Use their mouth.
The Jizzy's way.
Fingers.
My wife will come out.
I don't know how much we can
salad.
We're allowed to talk about.
I'm going
to
change the subject and say they have events all over the city called night markets where a whole bunch of food trucks will come out. Like 10 food trucks will set up and you just wait in line and drink beer. I'm trying to help.
I understand. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, if you're into that food truck scene, which, yes, Steve, there are some really awesome
so
chefs.
Just fill up at Jizzy's and head out to the food truck.
But it was
conveniently located across from Splooge, the new dance club that's tearing up the nightlife.
Oh, it made a big splash at its opening.
Yeah.
From the people who brought you Spunk.
Oh, my God.
A story of a truck that sells semen becomes a gas station that sells semen.
Okay.
Jizzy's.
I want to thank the organizers of the Pickle Festival because it was we had a great
time.
Haven't
won any association with the show.
And thank you to, and I didn't catch his name, but I know I've met him before, from Philly Pretzel Factory. They were serving.
They're so good.
Pickles on a stick, but wrapped in pretzel.
What?
In hot pretzel, soft pretzel.
Oh, Nick, you don't like pickles, do you?
No, he doesn't.
I probably wouldn't like this, even though I'm a big fan of pretzels.
There will come a time, it happens in every man's life, when the pickle switch is flicked, and you become a pickle fan.
I'm 43.
Your time is yet to come.
I'm 43, I think.
Yes, and that'll be great. You'll have something to look forward to when you're sitting around the Mahjong table.
I think I've made it thus far without enjoying pickles. I'll be all right.
Nick, too bad. It was
do me
cool.
a favor. Try one last time this pickle. Holy hell! That's delicious!
All right, anyhow. I need to do today's lesson question, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets for Pierre Presents Rival Sons. Tuesday, October 23rd, so that's next Tuesday at Ardmore Music Hall. It's 21 and over, I believe. Yes, so keep that in mind if you're going to call in for this. Let's go... Wow, okay, this might be kind of hard. Bill Cosby, who is incarcerated, Lloyd... We'll be starring in which movie about that story? It might be hard. If you get it in the ballpark, I'll set you up with it. All right, so Bill Cosby, who is incarcerated, Lloyd, will be starring in which movie about that story? And it's not the actual name of the movie. 215-263-WMMR. Call now. We're going to do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, and it is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. No matter what time of day, two bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches are always a good thing. And now you can get two for $5 at Dunkin' Donuts with Dunkin' Go-To's. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Steve, what's going on this morning?
Well, bone fragments from the late Charles Manson are heading to Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum in Las Vegas. The fragments will be placed in a room full of cursed items, including the real Annabelle doll and the laptop on which Pluto Nash was written.
Oh, my God.
Annatella Barba, who appeared on the sixth season of American Idol, has been arrested for allegedly trying to distribute heroin. Many say Barbara's downfall was predictable, considering her farewell song from Idol was titled "I Will Always Love Distributing Heroin."
So, hey!
Big tip-off. And finally, Todd Harrell, the former bassist of Three Doors Down, sentenced to 10 years in prison for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. Harrell says he plans on getting his life right and is already interested in starting a new band called Three Cells Down. So, that's what's in store for him, and that's your Hollywood Trash.
All right, thank you, Steve. Not one caller on the line for our
tough one.
Question today.
It's a tough one.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that might have been too hard.
What was it?
Bill Cosby, who is incarcerated, Lloyd, will be starring in which movie about that story?
Anything on the text?
Nope.
That's usually a sign.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
Right.
It was a prominent one, though. It's not really a word.
Yeah. Well, we'll
all right, let me switch things around here then.
Yeah, let's do music news and we'll see if anybody calls in. And if not, I'm keeping the prize for myself. Yeah.
Nice.
We'll end up going to the Rival Sons PR Presents event.
You know people.
All right, let's do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR. Yeah!
Velociraptor.
Brought to you this morning by Primo Hoagies. Score big when you serve Primo Hoagies trays on game day. Primo Hoagies, it's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. And PrimoHoagies.com for information. Okay, I love this. Disturbed frontman David Draymond was asked in a new interview about the decision to remove his signature double piercings from his chin, both of which were customized for his face. You remember these?
Yes, I do.
These two things that hung out. Yep. I always thought they were stupid looking.
I kind of agree.
Draymond replied, he said, they're kind of a pain in the butt, to be honest. And he said it just felt like kind of weird walking around like a 45-year-old Hot Topic kid. And I just felt it was time. So same thing. He just got tired of it. And I never did like that.
You would imagine they would catch in all sorts of stuff.
You would think. And they swayed around a little bit. And
how do you shave around that?
I just didn't like it. Well, I would imagine you take them out.
Oh, okay.
You know? So Draymond was doing the interview on behalf of the band's new album, Evolution. He recently described the LP as Disturbed's version of Metallica's breakthrough 1991 Black Album, which took that band to a new level of success and mainstream popularity. Evolution is due out this Friday. Coldplay is the subject of an upcoming documentary titled A Head Full of Dreams.
Oh, I saw the trailer for this. It looks so good.
It'll be shown in theaters for a one night only on November 14th.
I mean, it goes back like 20 years. Chris Martin literally has braces on. He's just like a little kid. It's so great.
Well, you're a massive Coldplay fan.
I am.
What's what's it about? Just the history of the band?
Just the history of the band, yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. It follows the band's ascent over the last 20 years, culminating with its seventh and most recent studio album, also called A Head Full of Dreams. It will be followed by an exclusive run on Amazon Prime beginning November 16th, so you'll be able to see it
there.
Is
Dakota Johnson featured in it? His latest girlfriend?
I don't think they get to that.
No,
level.
But I bet you Gwyneth will be.
Yeah, I absolutely
will. Goop. Goop.
The career-spanning film was made by Matt Whitecross, who delivered the Oasis documentary Supersonic in 2016. The movie features footage taken during the quartet's earliest days, including a clip of Chris Martin still wearing braces, like Casey said, on his teeth, promising that the group will one day be absolutely huge. The film also chronicles the hardships the band has faced along the way, including critical backlash to their music, personal issues, the financial hit their label took after the band's fourth LP, Viva La Vida, was repeatedly delayed, and tensions within the group, along with Goop.
I wonder if, because they're definitely a top five band for me, and the first album didn't really do much for me at first. And then for some reason, I just was in a sort of a depressed kind of a mood, and I decided to put it in. You know, it was a CD player, put it into my Honda Civic CD player, and it just, for, I guess, that time in my life, at that particular moment, that... That album really hit
spoke
me,
to you.
And it spoke to me. And
which album?
The very first album. I'm drawing a blank on what it's called, but
the one that had Yellow.
Yellow
on it?
Is on it, yeah. but it starts off with a song called "Don't Panic," which is of all Coldplay songs, t-
top three song for me.
It's, really?
Yeah. It's
on an
great
album you were ready to dismiss.
I really was.
See?
And I wonder if I didn't ever go back to that album, if I'd be as big of a fan today as... I mean, it's one of their songs is my wedding song, so...
Do you still have the clip of Casey's... Oh, oh,
oh.
We had asked you about the album cover, I think, or something like that.
It might have been A Rush of Blood to the Head.
All right. So you stepped up to the mic. You had something to say about it. And you're like, oh. It was one of your best. We couldn't figure out how you made that sound. Not unlike Nick's, you know, clicks. You don't know how it came out of you.
I don't know. Let me see if we get the weird sound. It's, damn it. All right, I have to go looking for it.
All right, take a look for it. I have a couple other things to get to.
I'll be searching for all.
Ozzy Osbourne underwent another surgery on Friday for an infection in his right hand that forced the singer to postpone 4 West Coast concerts and reschedule for 2019. Now, Sharon Osbourne spoke about Ozzy's condition during Friday morning's The Talk. She explained exactly what had happened to Ozzy. She said he had a little cut on his thumb. You know when you pull the side of your nail, and he just left it. And then he hit it on a door.
Oh.
And it started getting bigger and bigger. And then his middle finger, the same thing happened. And she said it had turned into 2 different infections on his hand. He had to have this operation where they cut the side of his thumb and the middle finger, and then they had to get rid of the infection. And it's been something. It's been from something that you think is absolutely nothing. It's unbelievable, she said. So... just a little bitty cut turned into a whole big problem.
And you gotta, those infections, man, yeah. Out of the blue.
Yep. Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl invited a 10-year-old boy on stage to play a cover version of Metallica's Enter Sandman with the band in Kansas City, Missouri on Friday night. We're going to play a clip of this for you. Grohl called up Collier Cash Rule on stage and asked him if he could play guitar. And the boy responded that he was a Metallica fan who knew how to play a lot of Metallica songs, then proceeded to play the main riff to Enter Sandman. And I think that's what we're going to play the clip of.
And they launched into it.
I'm looking for it. Was that for today? Or was
sent
it,
over
was,
this morning.
It was not
in
sent
our
over this
sound
morning.
Package.
Do you want to play Sixpence on the Ritual while we wait?
Yeah.
Yeah, here
sure,
you go. Kiss me.
It's essentially most Metallica songs.
Basically,
like
it's anyway, so. Just more aggressive.
Okay.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Okay. We have descended into a new level of idiocy.
Oh, of course. We try to do that every week.
Every day. We promise to deliver that to you.
All right. I'll move on to another story. We'll see if we can get that audio in a little bit.
We got it.
Bye.
It's here.
All right.
All right.
Here it is. That's cool.
Kid
That's
playing
cool.
along, man. He's sounding good.
Love it. Hey, the founding member and former bassist of the rock band Three Doors Down has been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Mississippi State Prison for possession of a firearm by a felon. It was Robert Krebs, the judge, that gave Todd Harrell the maximum penalty during a hearing on Thursday.
You're in a rock band, aren't you?
Authorities responded to Harrell's home after an alarm went off in June. Harrell's wife told deputies that they had gotten into an argument that turned physical. While deputies were talking to the couple, they noticed guns and drugs in the home. Harrell had served 2 years in prison for causing a fatal crash in Nashville in 2013. He testified in 2015 that he had been addicted to prescription drugs and was speeding. The band suspended him after his second DUI offense in 2012, so he hasn't been a part of the band in a while.
I know you think you're going to receive favor because you're on Three Doors Down, but he ain't the spin doctors.
He's going to jail for 10 years. Wow.
He was a convicted felon, and having a firearm, there, we don't take kindly to that in these parts.
You've got
10 years, man. 10.
Got to keep your nose clean, man.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like we might have an answer to the lesson question.
Yoo-hoo.
Bill Cosby is incarcerated, Lloyd, and will be starring in which movie about that story? I will go to Gino to see if he knows the answer. Hey, Gino.
Good morning, boys.
All right, Gino, save us here. What is the answer? What's the name of that movie?
Frizzle Anything?
Yes.
That's close enough.
Hang on a second. That was a tough one, man.
Listen. They came through, though. Gino came through.
Yes, he did. Frizzle Anything. All right, since you got it right, we're going to give you a pair of tickets for Pierre Presents Rival Signs, Tuesday, October 23rd, Ardmore Music Hall. It's an invitation-only 21-over event with professional recording by our friends at Indray Recording and Production. Details and a list of featured events where you can win tickets are at WMMR.com. And that's it. That's all I got for you. We're going to take a break. Come back in a second. Very cool trip to give away for the Word of the Week prize. You will need letters. And we'll start with the first one this morning. And that will be right when we get back. Stay with us. Turning in a moment.
Whether social.
Hey, welcome in.
Or anti-social.
Hey, get out.
Join your MMR pals on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Groovy photos, videos, and social commentary. Plus, we find them the perfect place to waste time during the company meetings. Hashtag MMR rocks.
58. Did you guys turn your heat on yet? Your house?
It came on, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had it to a low setting, and it came on. Which is, there's also a nice, comfortable.
Oh, this is cozy.
Isn't it, though?
Cozy. Yeah.
I just turned off the air conditioner last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I look forward
many windows.
To the fireplace. I have a nice wood fireplace. I can't wait to turn that thing
on. We have a gas one, so we flipped the switch on this weekend, which was pretty cool. Yeah, I used to love having the wood fireplace as well, Case.
Yeah.
But I do like the being able to just flip the switch on and off.
Yeah. I need to get like a cord of wood or something.
Yeah?
Maybe a couple of cords, yeah.
Okay. Why don't you go do that?
I thought you said quart.
Yeah, liquid wood is the best. Yeah, you get it at Jizzy's.
I need to get some groceries.
Okay.
If we're listing things.
You may want to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get some produce.
Pierre Robert is here. Hi, man.
I need to get a brain.
it's like Wizard of Oz. Friends. Yeah.
I'm on the yellow brick road, though, so I feel awful.
You're on your way, man.
I will.
You're on your way. Hey, real
quick. Are you Dorothy?
No, I am not.
Okay.
All right, but if you want to call me Dorothy, you certainly can.
Catch him on the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, baby.
Yeah, I'm off the clock right now. Thank you to Elias from the WWE.
Yeah.
He was a really nice guy. WWE Raw is tonight at the Wells Fargo Center, and tickets available, Ticketmaster.com. Jake Voracek was on.
Hey,
Jake was all fired up and full of personality today, dropped the big old F-bomb on the show. It was interesting, but he must be excited because tomorrow night is Jake Voracek Grow a Beard Chia Pet night.
What an honor.
So they have a chia pet, a chia head, really, is what they're called. And you grow the greenery on his beard. So tickets at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. It was really cool. We had comedian Kostaki Economopoulos, who was here this morning as well.
How do you say that name?
Kostaki Economopoulos.
You did good.
I very rarely get names right, and I got that one. For some reason, that
Kostaki
one rolls
Ananopoulos?
Off the tongue. Economopoulos.
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 Think of economy.
Yeah, it's economy. Economopoulos.
Okay.
Economopoulos. Howie Mandel's Comedy Club tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. So it was cool having him by. And thank you to Carrie Fowler-Bender and Rob Reichert for coming in.
It
was on Sunday, hosted by the one and only Pierre Robert.
You can still sign up.
Yes, you can.
You've done every one of them.
I believe I have.
You have.
Yeah. 215-731-WALK or AIDSFundPhilly.org. You can sign up, get sponsors, and come out and walk. Good thing.
32nd year that Pierre has been a part of that. That's so cool.
I think you might have missed one year.
You couldn't get your car door open.
And Carrie was right. I did. I tend to like to go out Saturday nights. It's my night out.
Yeah.
And so I was going, how am I ever going to do this? And it was like, and I go, I'm just going to sleep in the parking lot. So I drove my car to the parking lot there. And then.
Dude.
It's time.
Love it.
Huh? And was it in October?
Yeah.
I'd have gotten cold.
It might have.
Did you leave the car running?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
There was a hose running around from the gas.
No. It was out, you know, I just was there, and I was bonding with my car and with the trees around in the parking lot.
You're like Cyborg.
Yeah, until the knock came at the window.
Cyborg. Wow. You got a letter for us?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show. What are you doing? Are you striking up the band over there? What are you doing?
And the one, and the tour. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in for the lane.
He's got a word in mind. He's counting the letters to make sure there's five, right?
I'm just getting my S together.
Okay, all right. The Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
W as in word.
Fair enough. And we have a trip for two to the fan screening of Overlord.
Yeah!
Thursday, November 7th in Burbank, California. The AMC Burbank, including a round-trip airfare, two nights hotel stay. And that will include breakfast vouchers and tickets to a guided bus tour of infamous Hollywood crime scenes and celebrity death locations. Must be at least 21, and Overlord opens nationwide on November 9th. So we'll give that away on Friday. You got some stuff on today's program?
I do. We'll have birthday bucks at 11 and 1. We will have more passes for Pierre Presents Arrival Sons next Tuesday. Workforce blocks, which include Pearl Jam and the Moody Blues. John Lodge of the Moody Blues is playing at the Sellersville Theater tonight.
Wow.
And he's got an album out, 10,000 Lights, and he's doing a thing. Steve Butler from Smash Palace is going to open the show. It'll be a fun show. Metallica Workforce Block. We also have either today or tomorrow, I'm not sure, Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park played a wicked show at the Fillmore last night. And all these great Linkin Park songs and songs from his latest solo album, which is about the loss of Chester, called Post Traumatic. And a brilliant show. And I went up on Saturday and interviewed him in New York. So I've got a nice conversation with him that we're going to run in the next day or two, either today or tomorrow or the next day. Tomorrow or the next day, I don't know. That's a line from George Third.
Yes, tomorrow or the next day.
From the legendary One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer. Tomorrow or the next day, I don't know. But one of those days, we're going to get
on.
Are
you funny too? Come on.
Yeah, are you funny too? Clock on the wall says 3 o'clock. I got to go.
Anyway.
I'm outdoors, you know, people.
So Pierre has these things and more for you on today.
And more.
And more.
Let me thank the sponsors. Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. Also brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, the 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer. And brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Tomorrow, comedian Craig Shoemaker stopping by. We'll have Tattoos Day, and I think we got to do a prize blowout.
We have to.
We have a lot of
things. It's disgusting.
And we will have your chance to win all these disgusting things tomorrow. That's it. We're done. Rage on. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow, my friend. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
This is Tim, and I'm just wondering why every damn depot has to be laid out differently. So every time I walk into one, I gotta find a different aisle. I don't know what the hell is doing.
Next message.
I paid off my student loans today. I cannot believe it. Thank you for being the support I needed every morning to go to the job to get the money to pay off the loans. I love you guys. No more loans.
Next message.
I would like to know why in my town there are cones blocking off a whole lane when there are no construction workers. I've had to take an extra 45 minutes to get to work, and there is no one working on the roads. What the
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.